Well, 866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Oh, good. Lisa Lampanelli is coming on the show. Bawdy, brassy, funny. Let me tell you something. I like an unattractive, heavy-set woman. I'll tell you why. People always talk about, oh, it's good to get with the fat chicks, good to get with an unattractive woman because they're really put out sexually. They don't just put out sexually. They put out in society. You don't see some fat, ugly chick at work where you're like, hey, Connie, how about you hustle your fat ass over to the Xerox machine and make herself, do it yourself. You don't get any of that. Boom. Mark Schnell, she's gone.
Nice ass.
Just a cloud of lard left behind as they fire off in that direction. Fat chicks, please. Everyone, like I said, they focus in on the bedroom, but Lisa Lampanelli, unattractive comedian, comes in here and gives all. She puts out. No input that's off out of bounds with Lisa Lampanelli, comedically. I'm talking about a comic input when she comes in here.
Well, I mean, we have that same experience every day with our chubby lesbian.
That's right. Jimmy Breska
puts forth.
What was that again, Breska?
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Doug Benson is coming in here. He's the same as Lisa Lampanelli. Just replace fat with pot. And then whatever math you want to do after that. And then Diora, how does she say her name? Beard? B-A-I-R-D, Baird.
I'm guessing Baird.
That sounds right.
Baird. Speaking of Baird, she's Baird and she's a playmate. Also, she's the hot one in the Wedding Crasher, so we'll talk to her. We have our 13-year-old comedian, Christian, who's working on his act. That's coming up at the Improv. When is
May
that?
10th.
May 10th?
Yes.
All right.
Jeffrey Ross, his comedy Sherpa, took him under his wing and is teaching him the ropes, and Jeff Ross is going to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So, you, Ace, are going to be there to be
MC. I'll be MCing, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Variety of other comedians, too.
It's been some years since I've been on stage at the Improv, not performing as a stand-up, but doing a skit with Bill Maher. Bill Maher's one of these guys. I'm mixed on Bill Maher. I like Bill Maher because he likes me, and anyone who likes me, I like. That's the way I am. I'm malleable that way. But Bill's one of these guys that loves animals and not a huge fan of people. Or possibly just the ladies, I'm not sure. But then raises a bunch of money for, kids who are homeless, but then has difficulties with almost everyone else. It's a weird thing. I always think it's overcompensation. Somehow people that you realize mistreat everyone in their camp are somehow the warmest guys when it comes to abused animals. And you think to yourself, how could a guy whose makeup artist hates him, whose writers hate him, whose staff hates him, be so great to kittens? And then you think, well, it's just overcompensation.
Right. Well, obviously an extreme example, but they say Hitler was a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't that nice to people.
Yeah. I worked for Bill for 2 years.
Yes. How was it?
The door was closed the whole time. For 2 years, he called me kid. He had no idea
really?
What my name was.
I was thinking.
I'm Mike, by the way, Adam.
What kid? Just play a sound effects, kid. Dave, you hear the kid? Now go get your shine box.
Mouthing off to you. I don't care for that.
Now go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Well, you said the other, or somebody said the other day that he's good pals with Cato Kaelin.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, Cato. By association. Who you keep your company
with. You mean
with.
Bill Maher?
And Kid from Kid and Play.
Wow.
Yeah, they're good friends.
Well, I mean, so we thought you were. You guys kind of look the same. You'd be laughing if you guys were here in the room. Yeah, my point is, well, I was thinking as I was watching a little CNN this morning, I thought, I don't give a lot of praise. I realize I'm not good at that. My family doesn't give it. It's not one of those things. I'm digressing. I'll get back on topic in a second. I realize you learn many things from your family, almost everything. Some things are no duh. Don't kill anybody. Don't cheat anybody. There's certain stuff like that. But then other stuff, sort of etiquette stuff, you really do learn. Like I realize Thanksgiving comes around, or I should say Easter came around last weekend. I don't do anything. I don't talk to my family. They don't talk to me. It's not like everyone's angry at each other. It's just we don't do anything. Jimmy Kimmel's entire family flies in from Arizona, and they all have a huge celebration. That's what they do. I'm not saying one is better. Well, actually, his is quite a bit better in our family, right? But the point is you just learn these things. My family, they weren't big on praise. They weren't abusive. They were just like, yeah, you go play the football game, you come home, and that'll be that. I do the same thing, I realize. You know, it's like people do their jobs. You're supposed to do their job. I don't give enough, like, hey, man, that was really good stuff, or thank you for whatever. I realize that's not me, but I do try extra hard not to be mean or abusive or whatever, even if it is, even if it can be judged as a little laissez-faire sometimes. But not out of my way to be an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is this getting too cathartic?
No.
Do people know what I'm saying?
I'm just debating in my head whether you accomplish your goal. Oh. Do you get mean to people? And I'm thinking, for the most part, no. You and the chubby lesbian Brusca had your rift a few weeks back on air, which was unpleasant for everybody.
Sure.
But other than that, yeah, no, you haven't been too abusive.
All right.
I'm curious if you're going to break the cycle of benign neglect with your own kids when you give them praise.
I'm trying. Yeah, I've been working on it. That's really why I waited to have kids. That's why I waited a long time. I knew I would be a horrible parent 10 years ago, and now I've worked up to less than average.
but still not horrible. Can I say something?
Yes.
To get further off the whatever the original subject was. I just found out from Cindy, my lovely new bride, you know, I just found out that we have to go on Memorial Day weekend to a baby shower. It's now it's a co-ed or whatever you call it, baby shower. This is for women to do. Now I have to spend and it's a Saturday night, and the thought is it'll be more fun than the traditional baby shower. We'll have drinks and stuff. I want no goddamn part of going to a baby shower.
What kind of puss agrees to this thing?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's who's guilty.
Yes.
So the girl thinks, oh, it'll be fun. Girls have crazy logic in their head. Like, we would never invite them. Hey, we're playing hoops this Saturday. Why don't you come play? That would never happen. That would ruin the day. Women, for some reason, decide it's time to torment the husbands as well. But it'll be fun for them. But it's the husband's fault to sign off on this nonsense.
Yes.
Now I'm obligated to do this junk.
So you're going to this baby shower.
I'm debating.
Don't do it.
I know.
Take a stand.
I have to put my foot down.
Yes, right. Yes, it is the husband. There's no way. My wife had a baby shower 3 weeks ago. There's no way she would. I am proud to say that she wouldn't even dream of bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've trained her because I'd be so miserable during the baby shower that there's no way she'd even want me there. Just sitting there with my arms folded and the puss on. Nursing a beer in the corner, not talking to anybody.
And it's an outrage. It really is.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the problem. Problem is these things, it's a horse that can't get put back in the barn. The husband agrees it'd be a good idea because he's pee-whipped. He gets a couple of his pee-whipped buddies on board. The next thing you know, there's a group of guys that are doing it. Now you ask Dave Damashek, and Kurt and Bobby and Steve are going to be there.
Exactly.
Right. Now you're effed because you're the odd man out. This should have stopped. It should have been crushed in the zygote phase, getting back to the baby metaphor. Mm-hmm. It should have been stopped. It should have been aborted in the first trimester. Now it's in junior high, and Dave can't do anything about it. Can't go back up into the vagina.
Amen.
This is an idea
stamped out as soon as it came out of the womb.
Should have never left the hatch.
Next thing you know, women at bachelor parties.
Oh, I agree with me wholeheartedly in this one. Thank you. Oh, anyway, the Bill Maher thing. You know, I have so much to say about everything. Not all of it good, but I have so much to say about everything. I realize I never get anywhere. Bill Maher, yes, the last time I performed at the Improv, where Young Christian will be on May 10th doing stand-up, we were doing a benefit for Bill Maher's charity. We were going to do, you guys have heard this, but the listeners probably haven't, going to do a little Loveline recreation. Bill Maher was going to be Dr. Drew. I think I was going to play me, quite a stretch. And we're going to do 20 minutes in front of a packed Improv audience. I never spoke to Bill Maher about it. I know he listened to Loveline, but that was about it. So I said, Bill, why don't we hammer out a few beats? Tell me what you want to do here. We're going to try to take a phone call, or are we taking questions from the audience? He said, you're right. We should work this out. Come outside. Let's get out. Let's get a little fresh air and work this out. Went out to the sidewalk. He blew a doobie, and we went back in. That was it. Never had not one discussion about what we're going to do. And I thought, fine, now you're high. And we're exactly where we were 10 minutes ago when we didn't have anything worked out, except for now you're really high. And I get to think about that when we're out there. This is fantastic. And next thing you know, we're on stage. Beautiful. Matt?
Yeah.
You have some baby names for my twins?
Yeah, I got a couple of suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
For your son, you can call him Richard or any derivative thereof. That way you can call him Dickie, which you got the Dickie Deuce. and you got the Ace Deuce thing going on.
Mm. Deuce is a middle name.
It's cute. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for your daughter, Teresa or Tracy, you got the Ace Deuce Trace going on.
Mm. Mm. Teresa, don't know.
I don't know about that name.
Yeah, that's the but the Ace Deuce thing isn't bad at all. And then Dickie, problem is my father-in-law is named Richard, and I don't want him to think that I'm paying him respect or homage by naming my child after him. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, it was an airtight plan otherwise.
Yeah.
Deucey, though, would be good, right? For a girl, that's a good name. You could name a girl Deucey.
Nah, I mean, you could, but...
Lucy Deucey.
I think Deuce Bigelow has effectively ruined that name.
Anthony?
Yes, sir.
You have a comment?
I have a problem with you, Adam.
All right.
I was in this month's Playboy's book magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that you're going to have on today, Amber.
I believe it's Reading Book.
Reading.
But go ahead.
Yes, Reading Book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing my business in my restroom, my private time.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look down, there's a little square picture of you and her together.
Hmm.
Totally killed my private time.
Me and Diora Baird?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I believe, I don't have the article for me, but I believe she was either on The Man Show with you or your TLC show.
Oh, you know, you're talking about somebody else.
It's Fat Tad with the answer.
Big Tad knows.
I'll jump over, dude.
Jump over.
It's Rachel. Rachel Sterling from The Man Show.
Yes, Rachel Sterling from The Man Show, one of the juggies from season 3 and 4, or maybe just season 4.
I think it was just season 4. She
little nutty.
Yeah.
One a little nutty.
What, right up there though for the foxiest of the all of all the juggies.
What happened
girls?
When she went nutty?
Dark-haired Latina.
Well, the only thing I really remember about her, and I realized, yes, thank you, Anthony, yes, it's a picture of her from the set of The Man Show, and I guess I'm standing next to her randomly, probably holding a beer, my genitalia.
Kid Rock had sex into her, by the way.
Oh, he did?
That's right.
Into her?
That's right.
Well, check that. Get on the internet. Let's see what that looked like. Here's all I remember, because you meet a lot of people, and I'm sure everyone's this way. I just categorize people. Troublemaker? Good. You know? That is. I'm like the Terminator, you know, just whoop. I lock on and it's either red or it's green. I mean, if you meet enough people and you live and you hang out long enough and you stay in one town long enough, that's kind of how it goes. Like after doing Loveline for 11 years and having, you know, 3,300 guests walk through there, people just bring people's names up and it's not like, oh, I remember this guy. This guy's funny. I remember what he said. I remember that night. It's just Drew and I would always look at each other and go, I don't think we like that guy. And people would go, well, what do you mean? That was 4 years ago. And we just go, man, it just gets filed that broadly. You can't afford to get that specific times 10,000 people.
Right.
It's just don't like them, do like them. Her, something was wrong with her. I remember one of the things I didn't like about her, this I think bothered Kimmel more than it bothered me, but it still bothered me as well. The very last Man Show day we did, the last taping, was kind of an emotional day. This is a little bit different than regular TV shows. Jimmy and I started this show together. We cast friends and family members in not only on camera, but off camera. Everyone from, you know, the receptionist to producers and writers. They were all friends. Many charity cases like Dave Damashek over here. The point is we surrounded ourselves with people we liked. And so it was a family. And I know it sounds trite, but this truly was. It wasn't.
Well, it's ironic from the outside looking in. You would think that, you know, the apparently base sort of crude Man Show, a lot of emotion on the last day. I think a lot of people would expect that we'd all be drunk and...
People loved working there, and people loved the people they worked with because they were hired really half on talent and then half on how did they play softball, get along with the crew, and so on and so forth.
Island of Misfit Toys, as you've referred to...
People that,
staff.
Yes, the Oakland Raiders of the early 70s, people that didn't fit in other places for various reasons, we accepted them gladly into our family. And like I said, Jimmy and I... Friends started the show because we just wanted to hang out more together, and it just went on from there. So when it came to the last day, the 100th day, or 100th episode or so, it was an emotional day saying goodbye to something that we'd started many years ago. And I just remember Rachel, was that her name? I'm looking at where Rachel Perry used to sit, and it just came into my head. She flipped out a little bit, had one of these sort of chicky drama, it's about me kind of thing. I don't know, a little little tiff with the boyfriend, whatever it was.
No, she took something.
I don't remember. She was high, but then had a little spaz out. There was a little argument with somebody, a little whatever. Wasn't coming out of her dressing room kind of thing. And it's like, look, you and the other 10 juggies, stand over there. Get in the Cleopatra outfit and shake your ass a little while we hold the tears back and take a look, take a walk down memory lane. We had to hold up the taping because she wasn't coming out or whatever. And I just thought, I have a pet peeve when people make a day that's supposed to be about somebody else about them. It happens at weddings every once in a while. Somebody in the wedding party decides to steal the focus and make... I've been to bachelor parties where there's some dude who barely got invited, who thinks it's his bachelor party, ends up slapping one of the strippers on the ass. She gets into it. Next thing you know, he's yelling, hey, bitch, get out of here. No, take your bikini and your pasties and get the hell out of here, bitch. We don't need you. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then she splits and then he comes back to the party like, dude, they're gone. Thank God. She was a bitch. You think to yourself, what the hell are you doing? First off, I don't even know you. You're the friend of a guy I didn't really want to invite but had to. And now you've just sent the strippers packing. You know, when it becomes about somebody else, you see it all the time. You watch these reality shows. It becomes about somebody else, not them. I get angry. Her, who was the newest of all the juggies, probably lowest on the rung of the juggy ladder.
Some of those girls had been there for all 4 years, but this one was a new one.
You know, right,
she was
right.
Wasn't even a long-term juggy.
And we weren't wild about her personality. We liked all the juggy dancers. We liked their personalities. They were fun. We sort of hired them based on what they looked like, but also because we like hanging out with them, partying with them. But the point is she made this last day sort of about her. Everybody had to turn and try to get her out of her dressing room. That's what I remember about her. Wow. Sad.
I wonder where she is now.
Well, she's on Playboy. In Playboy, I should say. Playboy picture book magazine.
That much I will give her.
In Playboy and on Kid Rock,
yeah,
you say.
Didn't dig her. I don't know why.
She was into Cindy, as a matter of fact. There was one night we were at a party.
Your
and
girl.
She was in. She wanted to bed Cindy. And then announced when Cindy said, "No, I'm not a bisexual. I'm with this guy. I'm with Dave."
Almost.
And
bi.
She said, "What a nerd! You're with that loser."
No,
you could be absolutely.
She really? Thought that, but she didn't say it.
Oh no, no, said out loud in front of a dozen people.
Yeah.
Or so there were many witnesses to this.
Well, she's also one of these chicks where she would probably say sense of humor and. Compassion would be at the top of her list, and then she's with some dude who has the shaved ass and the thong back tan line. You know, there's people that talk a good rap,
yeah,
and then
I
you
want
see
a funny,
the dude,
sweet guy.
The dude they're with is orange. He's so tan, mm-hmm. And it turns out he sells used cars over at McKenna VW, but he's working on his own protein shake.
And
she thinks he's it's an energy drink called Zoom Max. And she thinks he's a genius, and you size this guy up in a second. Yeah. It's just a total lug.
And he wears like, if you saw American Idol last night, the way Ace wore that little tight ponytail, that short ponytail.
Yeah.
He's got one of those, this guy.
Tight ponytail. Says at the end of the day all the time. All right, we will take ourselves a break. Write that down, Brusca. I got to invent my own energy drink. You know what? I'm going to invent an energy drink called Slouch. And then the whole campaign is going to be, you know how good this drink must be to be calling it Slouch? All these other ones with these triple X and Super Max and all. We're calling ours Schlep. Do you know how confident we are as a company and in our product to call our energy drink Schlep? Come on, try us. I dare you. Or don't. Better yet.
Logie.
No count.
Lethargic extreme.
Yeah. Epstein-Barr virus, chronic fatigue. Come on.
Lupus 2000.
We dare you. We'll take a break. Christian, the young comedian's on the phone. We'll talk to him in a second.
Check out Christian, the comedian, on May 10th at the Improv. He'll be hanging with friends of the Ace Man Show. He'll be opening up for Jeff Ross. And believe it or not, he's only 13. How could he be so funny? So come check him out, it's a hell of a thing. He's still in puberty. Cause Christian's only 13.
Yes. Rich queer. Banks. A little queer, but that's one of those songs you hate to admit you kind of like. You liked it when you were a kid and the greatest American hero was on TV. It's kind of that and the Laverne and Shirley song I liked. I like a lot of those songs.
Yeah. We've got those have gone the way of the Dodo Bird.
We must bring them back.
The sitcom theme song.
Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Anyway, it made you happy.
It did. You can't be sad listening to this.
No, they should pump this into prisons.
There you go.
They really should. Guys in the shower, mid-stabbing with a sharpened toothbrush, all of a sudden they stop and hug.
Yeah. No SWAT, but still, a catchy tune.
Yes, they should really just pump this into juvenile facilities, into prisons, wherever there's trouble.
Right.
Guantanamo Bay.
You're going to pull out your shiv, and then suddenly you want a milk and Pepsi.
That's right. Now,
oh, yeah.
I can't hear this very long without doing a shoulder roll.
I know. I was allowed as a child. Mo Damashek would let me stay awake just long enough to watch the shows open, then off to bed.
Yeah.
It was too late at night, but I could watch the open.
One of my earlier comedy concepts was the beginning of SWAT. You know, they have them getting all ready, and there's the guy who's, you know, it's a sniper, and everyone's doing a shoulder roll and all this kind of stuff. But the very end of SWAT is everyone in the huge SWAT mobile, which just looks like a big catering truck that's painted black. And, you know, they all pile into the back of the SWAT mobile, and the one guy hauls ass toward trouble while everyone is suiting up with body armor and putting their clips in their M16s. But at the very end of SWAT, at least the opening, it stops with the truck just flying at the camera, locking the brakes up in the middle of the street, and the big SWAT coming across the front, but just in the middle of the street. I always thought it was funny if they just kept the cameras rolling and they showed the guy open the doors in the back of the truck and people had coffee spilt all over them, one leg into their SWAT uniform. What the F was that? What was that? We're going in a straight line. We're in the middle of the street. What are you doing? Guy's bleeding. He stabbed himself with a pencil in the neck.
They get rear-ended.
Yes. Mexican family in a minivan is now mashed into the back. What are you stopping for? We're right in the middle of the street. All right. Early comedy concept. Christian?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Listen, buddy, when I was 13, I was thinking of SWAT jokes.
Yeah?
Yeah, great minds. So Christian's 13. He's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian. He's not been on stage yet. True?
Soon to be corrected.
Yeah,
soon to bust his hymen, and who better to do that than the king of the roast, the great Jeff Ross. Jeff?
Whoa.
Jeff went to bed 15 minutes ago?
Been 40 minutes.
Jeff's a night owl. He's a comedian. He lives the lifestyle. He's a single man. He does comedy. He loves the ladies, but his mistress is comedy. Who gave him herpes, by the way, just last week. Point is he goes to bed late and then calls into the show early. Why? Because we make him. But secondly, because he loves young Christian, and he's going to take him under his wing. Yes, Jeff?
That is true.
Christian?
Yeah.
So May 10th is the date.
Nothing I like more than a young, funny kid.
Sure. I know. I know that sort of thing that you should help the young guys that are coming up, whether you're the aging veteran quarterback or whether you're a stand-up comedian. You should be smashing these punks.
The truth is that comedians really are not generous the way I am.
No, that's true.
People never really were looking to help me out when I was coming up as a comedian.
What about Buddy Hackett?
Yeah, what about the great Buddy Hackett?
Oh, I was already a huge star by the time I met Buddy Hackett.
Really? And then what happened when we met? Really?
Listen, I don't have to do this.
All right, you're right. Thank you.
I come home from work 4:20 this morning, and there's a big bag on my front porch from Mike August.
Oh, no.
97 Free FM. Like, basically, like, not one, not two, but three Adam Carolla t-shirts in this bag.
Whose idea was that?
Nothing.
It was either
idiot.
Brusca or August. We got to give this guy something. He wakes up early to do this, so he gives him three t-shirts.
Hey,
now, listen.
You're lucky they started as antenna balls, and they moved up to t-shirts.
This is great.
Didn't you get other stuff, too? Some porn and stuff?
No, this worked out great. I have to wash my car later anyway.
Did you get any porn in that bucket?
Adam Carolla. There's nothing comedian loves more than wearing another comedian's face on there all day long.
You could do worse. You could have the Geechee Guy t-shirt Brusco almost gave you.
No, that's good. Thanks. Now I have something to give my maid's husband for Kwanzaa. Thanks.
Hey, listen. I gave my maid's husband a masturbation is not a crime t-shirt. He wore it into his factory job the next day, not knowing what it means. If you really think about it, you don't speak a lick of English. Masturbation's a pretty long word. I didn't know what it meant until I was 19. Ironically, been doing it since 12, but didn't know what it meant. He got sent home from his factory job for wearing my masturbation is not a crime t-shirt. All right, so be careful. And did you get some porn with that, Jeff Frost?
A porn blackjack DVD game?
Yeah.
I want to gamble while I'm masturbating. That's going to work out.
Well, at least you could make use of one of the t-shirts.
I was just thinking that, but I didn't
sure,
want to say it.
Mop.
No, I wouldn't wear this shirt to paint. This is ugly and I don't need it.
You're not very grateful, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
No, grateful for what? There's literally, I swear, a used Playboy.
I know. And
Mike
August
has his fingerprints all over it. Your so-called talent booker, my former agent, he's lucky to have a job.
Yeah, I agree. Let's fire him.
That porn, by the way, that porno has been sitting in the office next to Brusca's computer for about 3-4 weeks now. No one claimed it. That's how desirable it looks.
It is essentially the porn equivalent of a half-eaten bran muffin that has been sitting in the community kitchen for 4 days. And everyone sort of picks it up, looks at it, and sets it back down again. Maybe sniffs it. All right, Christian.
Send it to Ross. He'll eat anything.
Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to do your routine for the great Jeff Ross?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry you had to be exposed to all that porn talk. By the way, I know you're very young. All right, lay it on us, brother.
All right. The companies that make the bathroom products do the dumbest things. I'm sure you know they have the directions on the back of the shampoo that tell you how to use it. But if you need directions on how to wash your own hair, that's the least of your problems. So don't even worry.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the ingredients on the back. You know, some people might think it was dumb, but I thought it was a great idea because my grandma makes the best homemade shampoo. Got the idea from Martha Stewart. They have a phone number on the back, too. A lot of stuff, not just shampoo, for questions and comments. But can you imagine the calls these guys are getting? Yeah, I'm turning the knob on deodorant both ways, and it ain't moving none. But I don't know about the girls, but I know all guys have seen this. In public bathrooms, they have the urinals and notes that the people, that the companies write that say, like, wash your hands and say no to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you there's a crackhead taking a leak right now. Go and see if you've turned on me too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me the most is scented body wash, because I'm thrilled if I don't smell like a foot for half the day. Smelling like kiwi watermelon isn't a priority of mine. That's what I got so far. Thanks for listening.
All right. Oh, he's got a little end, too.
Yeah.
Before his signature ending was me going, are you done, dude? Now he has his own ending. I like that. Well, Jeff, I don't want to step on you. What do you think?
You know what? Christian, you're definitely loosening up as the weeks churn on, which is a good sign, right?
Yes.
A little boost of confidence, perhaps. Maybe he can answer, Adam. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I do feel a little more confident. I'm getting more comfortable, you know.
Are people sort of been encouraging in your life? That's very important.
Well, yeah. I have a lot of people who are helping me out. They'll listen to my jokes, you know. They'll give me true advice. They're not just going to say that's great. They give me their true opinion, so that really helped.
So you took Jeff's advice from last week, which was to get in front of your class or in front of your family. You did that?
Not my whole class, but yeah, my family and a couple of my groups of my friends. Yeah, I did.
Have you been taping it, like I told you?
Yeah, actually, I did. I did buy a tape recorder.
Wow. You know, it's important now that the show's only a short time away to surround yourself with positive energy, Christian. You don't want any naysayers around. You got to really step up now and try to work on your material all the time and have a very positive attitude.
If your grades suffer, so be it.
That's correct. Show business is much more important than schoolwork at this point.
Yeah, they don't tell you that. And I don't know if they've lightened up on that. You're either going to college or you're going to be a failure stuff that they were feeding everyone when I was in junior high and in high school. But as I grow older, I realize some people weren't meant to do certain jobs.
Christian, a chemistry teacher never got a standing ovation, okay?
That's right.
Ross, what was your favorite material? I thought the phone call stuff to the back of the bottle, the shampoo people, was good stuff.
I had to go to the bathroom.
You didn't hear the ad.
Christian, I'm kidding, of course. You got to be able to take a joke. Kid,
no, I
right?
know, I understand.
No, Christian.
We only roast the ones we love, Christian. God knows I love you.
This is Adam speaking now, young Christian. I must say that I thought the act was much tighter than it was, and I could tell it showed that you'd been doing it in front of a group. You had an ending. You had distinct jokes within the thing. It was just 50% better than it'd been the last four or five times. So,
I'll agree.
Mazel tov.
Christian, your act was tighter than Hillary Duff's vagina. You can take that to the bank.
All right, Christian?
Yeah.
We're going to see you on May 10th. We'll talk to you before that.
All right.
All right. Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Go to bed.
Happy Pesach.
Hey, thanks for the t-shirt. Seriously,
and Jeff,
enjoy.
Do you have any? And by the way, I don't know. You got the DVD porn, but once in a while, there's that weird CD-ROM porn that's half video game and half porn, which means I'll never masturbate to it, but I can't throw it away, and it just sort of sits around, and you stare at it, and it's a hot chick who's getting ready to play 21 or something. But it's a CD-ROM, but yet if you flip it over, she's naked. And you just don't know what to do with it? What is that?
A coaster.
Thank you. Jeff, any plugs, by the way, for you? You playing anywhere this week?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Holiday Inn in, I don't know, I got nothing, babe.
Okay, babe.
I just love calling you, man. That's really what it's all about.
Thanks, Dave.
You can watch the show coming out June 9th. Where my dog's at, MTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the 9th of June.
Yeah, I'll come back on and I'll plug that again.
Well, we'll have you in. You can sleep over at the studio the night before.
But I guess the plug is May 10th, right? Me and Christian and you at the Improv.
Right, and others, too.
And others?
Yeah, it's an all-star lineup.
Oh, you mean like Unlost?
Yes.
The others?
Yeah, the others. That's who we'll have. One from every nationality.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. That's a good room.
It'll be fun.
Christian's friends will be there.
Christian, it'd be really funny if you started your act by vomiting.
Tell them you're pregnant.
All right. Jeff Ross, thank you. Christian,
love you, babe.
Thank you. We'll take a little break. We got Dura Baird coming in from Playboy. She's the hot one from Wedding Crashers. Also, Lisa Lampanelli. Doug Benson. We have Larissa, our intern, is going to be doing her karaoke song. We have our list of FHM Hottest 100 here. But we're going through the ugliest 100 in the dudes or the ugliest guys. A lot of lists, lots of arguing.
Bunch of copycats.
Yes.
I'm the one with the list.
That's right. After this.
Here's what's not coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show.
Breaking crude baby news. Tom and Katie's baby has arrived.
Rock and Rod and his baby photo exclusive.
Plus, this just in, Brooke Shields has a brand new baby girl.
The Lost Lucille Ball interview.
And Kirstie Alley and the real-life women who have lost more than she has on Jenny Craig.
Plus, real-life possessed housewife.
Mm-hmm. 866-901-ADAM.
You think there'll be that much attention paid when your babies are born?
No.
You don't think it'll be ET headlines?
No.
Breaking news.
No, it is. It's crazy. Well, first off, they do that thing where it's like, how much could the first photos fetch?
Like $1 million.
Million, maybe $2 million. The idea that there are people to go to who estimate these things now is a weird thing. But number two, seeing a photo of the kid, Brad and Angelina's kid, or whoever's kid at age 5 is interesting to me, where they take shape. Well, what's their hair look like? What's the coloration? What do they look like? Is Angelina Jolie's kid going to have those big pouty lips and so on and so forth? And an infant, it's hard to tell what race they are. It's hard to tell whose parents they are.
If it's even human.
Or if it's even human. Just a blob of cells. It's really hard to tell. Newborns, even a year old, there's not much to look at. But newborn, really not much different than anything in the animal kingdom. Like that cow, that calf looks different, or that baby moose looks different, or whatever it is. I think that's still a calf. The point is nothing looks different. We all come out the same. I got beautiful later on.
Right.
I look
and
the same for the first few months. Yeah, well, yeah.
If I must say.
Thank you. So I'd like to see him in 5 years. That's all.
Yes, and I'm sure you'll see them in 5, 6, 7, 8, and 10 years. Let me just jump in here. You guys, we're talking about lists of beautiful women, and these are always coming out, the Maxim 100, the Blender 100, the FHM, whatever.
Yes. They're all over the map,
and
by the way.
And who cares, by the way? Who cares what FHM thinks? Who are these people so arrogant as to think, I'll share with the world what I think it deserves to be listed? That's my thing.
Yes, that's Dave.
They stole it from me.
Dave invented that.
Well, that's right.
Would you care to hear the Boston Phoenix has come up with the 100 unsexiest men in the world?
Yes.
Are you interested to hear who might have made? I have to say, comedians are overrepresented on this list. There are so many comedians on this list.
Comedians are supposed to be ugly. That's how they got funny.
Right. Exactly. Why would they have had to develop a sense of humor if they were hot?
Yes. You know why Dolph Lundgren is not funny?
He's hot.
You know why John Eric Hexum is not funny? Man dead? You have to be ugly. If you're hot, the world is at your beck and call, and then you're not funny. Works the same with chicks.
Ask
Lampanelli when she comes in here. She'll tell you.
You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me just start from... number six.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I hate to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The sports guy from the Adam Carolla show that sounds just like Adam Carolla.
Wow. It's
a hilarious bit from Brusca.
Brusca made me
Brusca
do it.
Wrote that.
And I knew...
Hey, Brusca, what Carolla was just talking about, that when you're an ugly guy...
With your looks, you should be funnier. What happened? Talk about a bad hand dealt.
And you know what?
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
If I can ask, Kiss, I've said before, Dave Damacek is a nice-looking man.
He is.
There's nothing wrong with him at all.
Thank you, my dear. You're not the first lady to notice.
No, won't be the last.
You shan't be the last.
Gave up some funny for looks. I agree.
Number five on the list is Alan Combs, you know, from Hannity and Combs.
Mm-hmm.
He is pretty unfortunate. Yeah. Number four, Dr. Phil.
I would argue there's nothing wrong with Dr. Phil that a toupee and a treadmill couldn't fix.
He's 50-something-year-old man. What's he supposed to look like?
Right, a couple of crunches.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
Well, Roger Ebert looks more like a husky lesbian than even producer Brusca does. I believe one day, you know, my theory is with women getting rock hard six-pack abs and men worrying about cooking and taking care of kids, eventually one day, 50 years from now, the sexes are going to cross and merge and we'll all become Roger Ebert. That's the prototype for
Jan
what we'll all become. It's a little too dude-ish.
So you think it will all eventually...
Eventually, if you came back to this planet in 500 years, it'd just be all Roger Ebert's walking around.
Right.
And there'd be, you wouldn't know who was going to change the flat in the car and who was going to suckle the child.
It's a scary vision, apocalyptic vision
really
of everyone
is.
As Ebert.
You want to make a horror sci-fi movie, that's the direction to go, by the way.
Exactly.
Forget about the aliens taking over. This is twice as bad.
Yes, Roger Ebert in Logan's Run.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, and this guy, I have to say, I think he deserves to be there, although he's an excellent athlete, Randy Johnson.
Yes.
The pitcher.
He is Ichabod Crane with bad skin. He is horrible.
He is the big unit. My dad always calls him the big rat.
I argue in a weird way. Yeah. The mullet he sported the first 17 years of his Major League Baseball career probably didn't help his case. Guys who are 7 foot tall and 3 foot of it is mullet is not a great look. But the other thing is with guys, at a certain point, if you get ugly enough, you come back around to the front of the line again.
Yeah, I agree. He's ugly sexy.
You can get so ugly as a guy that it actually gives you character.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Randy Johnson is kind of so ugly. He's sexy. Plus, he throws, 100 miles
an hour? He's close to Lyle Lovett.
Yes.
Who
doesn't also
have,
on the list.
Doesn't have his good arm. But, yes, he is so ugly that he actually becomes good looking.
Yes. Lyle Lovett is, you know, somewhere in the number 49.
Right.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the unsexiest man in the world, Gilbert Gottfried.
This is a by proxy slap in the face because everyone mistakes me for Gilbert Gottfried.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it happens a lot. Thank you very much for saying that. All I'm saying is if there is the number one ugliest, most unattractive man in the world, and he's also the number one person that people compare you to, that's a pretty bad hand.
Do you want to hear a reaction from Gilbert to this news?
Yeah, I could probably do it.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
He's shocked.
I look at this list now, and as Bruska hands it to me, and I see names like Nick Nolte and Leif Garrett.
Nick Nolte?
First off, anybody can kill their looks with booze and psychomedication and stuff. Right. Anyone who sees Nick Nolte in the Deep circa 1977 realizes this is a hunk of a man.
People Magazine declared him some years back the sexiest man on the globe.
Now he's the unsexiest.
Yeah, this is all wrong. Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller's an attractive man. A guy I feel sorry for. Jim Gaffigan, the blonde-haired comedian, was on this show a few weeks back, made the list. Now, there are guys like Peter Jackson who are actually unattractive, but the Nick Nolte's, even the Jay Leno's, Chevy Chase. Look, if you're 60 and you put on some weight and you've lost your hair, you can't be eligible for this list.
Mm-hmm.
You must be compared. It must be you at age 30 as a guy and maybe 25 as a girl. Axl Rose.
What about Larry Bird?
Yeah, where's he?
He's not on here, but Scottie Pippen, who I've always wondered, is he regal and attractive?
No, he's one of those guys that Ace was talking about. The guys that, because I know, because I was living in Chicago at the height of his career, he had many women.
Yes.
Because he came around. Like, he's so weird looking that I think women find him attractive.
Well, let me say this, too. If you're a guy and 90% of your physical makeup is your physique, Scottie Pippen looks pretty good in shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
I don't think you can add a guy to that list that has an 8-pack in the ab department and big guns where his arms should be. You know what I mean? I mean, the guy's 7 foot. He's got a beautiful physique. How can he be that ugly?
Exactly. And by the way, you'll be happy to know, Dave, that Barry Bonds came in at number 83, unsexiest man in the world. Unfortunately, Dick Vitale, frequent guest here on the show, is also 84th.
Also, I will make the argument that Damashek makes for Pippen for Rick Ocasek, who's number 50, which is anyone who bangs and bags supermodels from Eastern Europe is off the list. So be it. If I'm ugly, if he's ugly, count me in. I'd like to be that kind of supermodel banging ugly.
He also said, Teresa, that Brad Pitt is on the list.
Yeah, he made number 100.
You know, listen.
Well, here's why.
Woman loves him.
Well, there are rumors that he's got the funk and that he has BO. And most women will agree with me. Smell is very, very, very important.
Yeah, I'm sure you and all the other women would really keep a distance from Pitt if given the choice.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him and he smelled okay, but apparently they say that he's very stinky. And to say for Gilbert Gottfried, there's a rumor that he's how do I put this? I don't know what the correct. As Milton Berle.
Oh, hung.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, I got to tell you, if I really?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says that he's the heir apparent to Uncle Milty when it comes to what he's packing.
Hmm. Wow. We have our choice now. I want to take a quick phone call. Tim on line 5 thinks Teresa's doing a great job.
Yay, thanks.
But Brandon wants to know how to build a house. Brandon?
Oh, man, come on.
Sorry, baby.
Hey, Adam.
Yes, what's going on, my brother?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm so nervous right now. I've been listening to you since I was, 13 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, from Loveline to The Man Show to... you know, whatever you did, I follow.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I watched your building show for a while, too.
Thank you.
And I loved it. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm 21 years old. I just got 5 acres and 29 palms.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this guy. We originally bought a mobile home. And we had a 5-year permit to rehab the cabin. And this guy who was building for us, he said, well, if you don't like working on this mobile home, it's a bad idea, blah blah blah, you know, if you build a house I'll build it for you. And he told me this 3 times, so I did the guy a whole lot of favors, helped him move about 800 bales of hay.
Boring.
What about that other call about someone loving me?
Yeah, what's the question, Brandon?
Well, I was wondering if you can come out and help me build my house.
Done and done.
All right,
get Godfrey out there. People can't tell us apart. Tim?
We got to go to break.
I know we got to go to break.
Come on.
But Tim, go ahead and tell...
Don't believe it!
I think she's doing a great job. I've been listening to all the replacements so far, and I think she's doing the best job.
You're going with the T girl.
Oh yeah.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what she looks like, but she sounds great.
She's easy on the eyes.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tim. She would never make that list of 100 ugliest dudes.
Okay. All right.
Lisa Lampanelli coming in, by the way. Could be 101 on that list. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back with news and sports. Dave has his own list. All that after this.
He's producer Jimmy Brusca.
He's Brusca.
His wife gets him up at 3 for work. He just grew animals and wingtip shoes. He sports his buzz cut on his Nissan Cruise. He looks like Yoda with a pair of frames. Check out the silver dollar nipples on this bull dyke dame. Jimmy will tell you that he's all man, but Adam and Dave say he's a chubby lesbian.
Yeah, that's Brusca. Look, you can't beep out jumping in the shower for his pre-show jerk.
He's producer Jimmy Brusca.
Thank you. That was one of the lines. They dumped it out. Yes.
Especially when it's true.
Especially when it's true, but let's not forget about the pre-show. Look. There. Beep it. Idiots. It's the equivalent when you... Listen, you can't beep it out. I'm going to keep saying it. All right. You didn't do it three times, then you do it two out of three times, you jerk. Didn't beep that out. All right. The whole reason you shorten things... Thank you.
Okay.
Is so you don't get beeped out.
And besides, anyway, to be accurate, Brusca's really flipping his bean and anyway, isn't he?
That's true.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
Yes, although he may have a clitoral meglia, as we spoke of yesterday.
Oh, China doll has that.
Yes. All right, now where the hell are we? First off, Diora Beard, Playboy Playmate, or in the pages of Playboy, at least, and also Naked Wedding Crashers, and also on the cover of Esquire, looking super smoking. Foxy's out waiting to come in. She's in the green room waiting to come in here, so we'll hurry it along and get her in here. Beautiful, slender, and a large natural rack, as far as I can tell.
She's a fox.
Yes.
Which leads nicely into what I wanted to say.
Looks better in person, yes.
I wanted to give the Fox News.
Oh, you did?
Yes. These people with their dumb lists, this FHM and the likes of these people, copycats. It's the equivalent of, like, you know... I have my awards that I give out. I give out the awards. I make my lists of things. They're the Academy Awards,
right.
Essentially, the pinnacle of an award. And then everyone else with these FHM awards, they're the blockbuster awards.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, nobody
choice.
Cares.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish to share with you now my list of the foxes in the world,
All right.
A.K.A. the Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
There we go. Now, Sal, tell me what you think here, Ace. Mm-hmm. For right out of the gate. Well, first of all, I'd like to say this. At the top of the list, my beautiful wife.
Oh, so she gets up.
Kid.
Yeah, no,
I
that's
kid.
Fine.
I kid. Now,
yes.
Tell me what you think of this. Mm. Kate Beckinsale.
Like her.
Ooh la la, yes?
Oh, yes.
Underworld, Pearl Harbor. She played Ava Gardner in The Aviator. She's a minx.
Well, here's the thing why you know you have to toss all of these lists out, because Ava Gardner, go look her up on the internet back from the 40s, 50s, and whatever, was smoking beautiful. And when you look at these top 100 lists, they always have Diana, Princess of Wales. Listen. Hold on. Calling all homos. Stop the presses. We don't think she's hot. Mm-hmm. Please. She's a martyr. She went and looked for landmines in Ethiopia. Fine. That doesn't make her hot. Guys don't like her. Stop forcing her on us.
Right. She's attractive for a figurehead, but she's
there's nothing wrong
hot.
With her. That doesn't put her at the top 10 of all time in the beautiful women
yes.
category.
Jay Johnstone was funny for a baseball player. It doesn't mean that he's a funny guy.
Thank you.
Similar mistake that's often made.
Yes.
Now, speaking of old people, how about Betty Page as Foxy? You look her up, and the lady playing her in the movie, Gretchen Mol, that just came out. She's an underrated Fox, too.
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston. I'm sure she's a huge pain in the ass, but still. You don't agree with that.
Too plain.
No.
Nothing wrong with her.
Incorrect.
Cute. She falls under the cute category.
How about this one?
Look, here's the point is. Deora Baird, who's waiting in the green room, is if you saw her and Jennifer Aniston walking down the sidewalk and you were splitting them, one to your right, one to your left, your head would turn the direction of Deora. End of discussion. Thank you.
All right, I'll let you go in the name of moving on to this one. Maybe the most beautiful single appearance by a woman in one, but Grace Kelly in Rear Window.
Beautiful.
The most beautiful woman of all time in that picture. There's no foxier woman that you'll ever lay eyes upon.
I completely and utterly agree for once you're right. A name I'd like to add to the list that doesn't make it very high up. And again, I know this is, I don't want to steal your thunder, but we have to look at these people in their prime. Mm-hmm. We can't look at what they look like now. We have to look like everyone has to be perpetually 25 as a female.
That's right.
Raquel Welch.
Oh, she was so hot.
Yes, 2000 BC. Anybody sees her in that chamois cloth, gorgeous, or whatever, just doesn't get better than that.
That's right. And that leads me to my next one. Perpetually 25 or whatever. Laker girls. Here's why. I wish I could have on my resume that I betted a Laker girl. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm 83 and I'm sitting there with my grandchild at the ball game, I can point at them, you know, and say, I had one of them. And he'll be in awe of that. They'll always be 25, you see.
Right.
That's
right.
The best. I love the idea that the
that's why I bang one of the kids from Menudo every year.
See? Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, same theory. A little different.
Now, MSNBC's news ladies.
Mm.
All of them. Every last one of them. Amy Robach. Have you ever seen the blonde Amy Robach? She is a vision.
They're all foxy. I don't even know their names.
I impregnated her, but I resent that fella. But she's a fox. And Contessa Brewer.
Mm.
The dark-haired vision.
Contessa.
Yes, both hot. How about the Overstock, the lady in the Overstock commercial? She shows up. She looks like she just finished playing tennis. She's a little dewy.
Mm-hmm.
She's arousing.
The best. Yeah, this is the Overstock.com lady.
She's very hot.
Little seasoned, not a 20-year-old, but a beautiful
foxy
MILF. And she wears my favorite outfit, which is the tennis outfit, that super short tennis skirt with the little socks that got the little puffy balls on the back of them.
And it's allowed to show, you see, it's the same thing as a cheerleader.
You get to show underpants.
They show underpants, but they're not underpants, so it's allowable for you to see that.
Yeah.
But
yes.
You're looking at underpants.
She glistens as she sits down and sips a little lemonade out of her Overstock.com
cup. We succeed on a technicality there.
Yes, we can see panties. Yes, I love her. She's hot.
Yeah,
Bruska, book her. Get her on the phone. Get her on the blower.
It's all about the O.
Oh, here she is.
And the O.
I want to hear all about the O. I think orgasm, too.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
I think that's the intent.
It's all about the outdoors. It's all about the office.
Yeah.
She's Fox.
Halfway into the all about the O becomes all about the J for me. Because about the J.O.
Yes. Listen, let's set Chief Researcher Fat Tad on a mission and have him track down this lady. I wish to meet her. Yeah. I wish to speak with her.
I do,
too. Take audience with her.
I'll tell you, there's a certain kind of infatuation reserved for the hot chicks of the commercials that's different than the J.Lo's and the Jennifer Anistons of the world. For some reason, they become your own. They're almost civilians. It's like having a hot neighbor or someone who's hot in the workplace. Sure, anybody could see a picture that the paparazzi took of J-Lo on the beach, but out of reach. The commercial one, somehow,
closer
to home.
Well, let me, and my last one, and this one, I know going in, you're not going to agree with this. I'll tell you who is some kind of fox.
Don't say Ashley Simpson.
No.
I will jump across this.
But I know you're not going to agree with Kelly Ripa. That is a woman.
Cute.
She makes me wild.
She's a little underweight.
She's underweight. She's perky and cute.
Yes, she's very likable. No. She's like 90 pounds.
Between the A cup and the 26
There's
kids.
No breasts.
I think you'd be disappointed in the nude.
I don't. Listen, that's not high on my list.
It's cute. Cute.
Oh, no, not cute.
Look, let me say this about breasts and women that have no curve and whatever. This is one of the essential components of being a woman. It's one of the things that separates guys from girls. If you show me a teenage boy at 14 and a woman who's totally flat-chested with their shirts off, they don't look that different.
Boobies.
No, but I understand that point, but she does have some bosoms.
Not more than Tad. Not more than Brusca's ample areola.
When you're right, you're right.
All right. Thank you.
Now that's the definitive list.
The Fox Report.
Wow.
Thank you.
Dave Damashek.
Thank you for that.
No ending?
That's it?
That is the
big
ending.
Big finish, Kelly Ripa?
The ending is when I get to meet this Overstock lady.
Okay.
I seek audience with her.
Okay.
What would you like to ask her?
I don't know. We'll just let it go, you know? We'll lock eyes
see
and
where
go
it goes.
From there.
Yeah, I dig her, too. All right. Now, going to do a little news? Yeah. Time for Teresa Strasser with the news.
Thank you. Now, before I get to my first story, I just want to tease, we do have some exclusive audio that I'm going to get to in a minute of the birth of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' baby.
The silent birth.
The silent birth, yes. Mm-hmm. But first, if every time you fill your tank with gas, you wonder whether the oil companies are out to get you, well, so does New York Senator Charles Schumer. Yesterday, he called for a federal investigation to see if oil companies and refineries are withholding supplies to artificially boost prices. The average price of a gallon of gas reached $2.79 nationally, which is just 26 cents shy of its all-time high, which was in the wake of Hurricane Katrina.
Let me go on a quick 18-minute jag here.
Please.
About this for a second.
Jag off.
Many things to say about this. Thank you. First off, they always do this. Gas goes up 4.5 cents. They send the local news crew down to the pumps to talk to the disgusted, disgruntled Americans. And they're like, well, we were going to go to the Grand Canyon this summer, but I guess we won't. We'll be staying home this summer. Look, the average car on the highway gets 32 miles to the gallon. The Grand Canyon is 287 miles from here. That's 52 cents one way. The extra 4 cents a gallon times the 31 miles a gallon that the car's getting. Please, everybody, it's not that much. Number two.
Yes.
Europe pays twice this and has been for the last 150 years. We pay half of what the rest of the world pays for gas. We should quit complaining. And number three, you want to know why the SUVs get bigger and bigger and we have the Escalades and we have cars and all this? Because the consumer will determine what direction. We get in this, it's the chicken or the egg argument. We yell at the automakers, why are you making these huge V8s? Why are you making these gas guzzlers? Haven't we learned our lesson? And they say, this is what the consumer wants. Here's what you do. Raise the price of gas. Stop complaining that it's getting near $3, half of what they pay in Europe. Raise it to $7. And here's what we do.
Okay.
First off, we want people to carpool.
Right.
We want people to get in smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles. We want no incentive.
Right.
It's like if we said, well, we want people to pay taxes, but there'll be no penalty if you don't. It's on the honor system. Come on, do the right thing. Dave, before you go to work tomorrow, swing by Alhambra and pick up Fat Tad. Two toots on the horn. He'll be running out. Throw him right in the trunk and then go by Gay Bill's apartment and the Alternative Lifestyle Complex right there in La Brea. Pick him up and then go to the lesbian part of town and pick up Brusca. Yeah, pick everyone up. Carpool.
You know,
we don't do it. We don't do it. Why? What's in it for us?
Right.
This is how Americans work. You must make laws. You must make penalties. You must give incentive. That's what people react to. If you want to steer society, if you're if you're a governor or you're president or whoever you are, senator, your job is to try to get society to do what's right. Not ask them to do what's right and have them ignore you. Try to give them incentive to do what's right. Now, here's what you do. Raise the price to $7 a gallon. $4 out of that $7 is going to rapid transit, is going to van pools, is going to underground railways, is going to above ground railways, light railway, everything. So here's the deal. Guys like me who don't mind paying $7 a gallon as long as the $4 out of it is going to the buses that are picking up Big Tad out in Alhambra, I'm fine with it. Clears the road for me. Now we don't have the congestion. Now we do finally have the money for the roads, for the light rails, for the rapid transit that we never seem to actually get, and we incentivize people to get out of their car and get onto a bus. That's the way we do it. And people start complaining, oh, well, there's poor people. Listen, $4 on every gallon is going to vans that will pick you up at your home and take you into work every morning. And if you want to drive, remember, it's a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. If you insist on driving, so be it. Pay the $7. And if you want to drive an Escalade with 28-inch rims and triple chrome and you're the only passenger in the car, that's your business. But it'll be $7 a gallon. Thank you. That will solve the entire problem.
I like it.
Of course it'll work. You can't keep begging people to drive a Prius when they want to drive an Escalade and they can afford the gas prices.
Incentivize America.
That's the only way you get people to do what you want them to do. You can't just ask them, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. You create laws, you create consequences or incentives. Consequences or incentives. That's how you get people. Either you're going to jail or we'll give you $100.
The carrot or the stick.
Thank you.
Now, in entertainment news, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes welcomed a baby girl yesterday in Los Angeles. The baby's name is Suri,
mm-hmm.
which has origins in Hebrew, meaning princess. And here, as I promised you, exclusive audio. This was recorded during yesterday's birth.
Actually had a recording in?
Yes. It was I had to scoop Christian Amanpour to get this.
Wow.
So just please listen carefully.
Tape of the silent birth.
Tape of the silent birth.
Let's hear that.
That's it.
Is that it?
That was it.
No, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't have a cue.
Oh, you didn't cue it?
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that was just actual silence.
Yeah, no, that was actual silence. It's hard to tell the difference.
Oh, because I didn't see you push a button.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I couldn't find it.
So wasn't the birth.
No.
No.
I got it.
But we do have tape of the silent birth.
Yeah, I have it right now.
All right, let's hear that then, Mike.
That's it.
Well, I did sound different.
Yes. And also,
I'd like to hear that one more time. Because I thought I heard Cruz in the background.
I know. Well, if you listen very carefully, we have obtained one more exclusive audio clip. Baby Suri's first sounds.
I claim this planet in the name of Mars. Isn't that lovely?
It's like a Martian or something. Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Advanced.
Mike,
diction.
Seriously, I do. I know it sounds indulgent, but it's bothering me. I swear. I heard Cruz say either push or that's okay in the background.
Okay,
I'll cue it up.
Cue it up. Is it going to take a second?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here we go. Silent birth. Breska, I think he said something right when you laughed. Just one more time. Just
hang on, let me rewind it.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Silent birth. Okay. Are you doing it?
Is that it?
This is it? Okay, let's be quiet. Okay, it was not. I guess I didn't hear it. That was just me.
I guess they succeeded in the...
But nice lesson. Job on the tape, by the way.
Thank you. Nobody else has that. You won't find that anywhere else.
Wow.
I'm working very, very hard.
I'm going to watch Entertainment Tonight I'll see it tonight, see if I can hear some audio on that.
You know what? I challenge Mary Hart to get that.
Yeah. But
ironically, yesterday, Brooke Shields, with whom Cruz has had a very long-standing feud... Brooke Shields also had her baby yesterday.
Hold on, we got some silent birth tape. No, go ahead.
Yeah, Brooke Shields, I think, was allowed to, yell and everything. Her daughter's name, Greer, which I think is a cute name, G-R-I-E-R.
It is cute.
Yes. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Breska still red hot with the comedy. Anyway, listen, big game last night. played between our Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. They were fighting it out to see who got the sixth seed. Really, you wanted to lose this game
right.
so that you fell to sixth place and get to play a home. You get home court advantage against instead of having to play the mighty Dallas Mavericks. Instead, you get the Denver Nuggets.
Can I ask you a question, Dave?
Yes.
Since you know all about sports. No one will ever admit to throwing a game or losing a game intentionally. It happens in football. It happens in almost every sport where it would make sense strategically to lose a game.
Right.
But
right.
They always posture. Oh, no, no, we gave it 100%. It is a big part of strategy. And strategy is a big part of sports. Why not just admit you're doing it? You will intentionally walk guys in baseball mm-hmm. once in a while. You'll take a safety in football just to get in better position, not to have to punt out of the end zone. This is just another extension of that. What's wrong with admitting it? That would be a guy just doing his job. That would be a coach doing his job.
I happen to agree with you. And Clippers coach Mike Dunleavy said that they were taking the game seriously and tried hard. But I don't think the fact that he put four of the Washington Generals on the floor last night, along with Michael J. Fox, before he turned into Teen
Wolf. And Frankie Muniz.
Not the, because if they'd put Teen Wolf out there, then it would be
seriously,
all right.
Seriously, if you're a Clippers fan, this is very strategic, and that's what the coach does. He doesn't play, he strategizes.
Right. But the bottom line is the Clippers did the right thing. They lost. Therefore, now they have home court advantage in round one against the Denver Nuggets. Sacramento, meantime, beat Seattle. Misery's almost over for the Sonics and their fans. Dodgers scratching and clawing their way back to 500.
Oh, man. Only 149 games left, fellas. Let's get cracking.
Gotta get
here
some
we
W's.
Go.
Yeah.
More bad mouthing of our national pastime.
Yeah.
Do you wish to say bad about hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, too?
I'm just saying, you guys can only afford to lose another 65 or 70 games before it may be over.
Creep.
Yeah.
All right. Dodgers.
Getting
they won
tight.
A tough one last night at Chavez Ravine. J.D. Drew, who happens to be a member of my fantasy team, drove in the winning run in the bottom of the ninth. The Bums win it 2-1.
Chavez Padres. Ravine is also Teresa's porn name, by the way.
Yes.
If
you Google me under that name.
Yes.
The Padres lost in Colorado. Arizona whipped the Giants. Barry the Creep Bonds still homerless. I'm on cloud nine. A.L. Halos dumped the Twins in Minisex Boda. A's beat the Tigers. Mariners lost to Texas. And we have a special treat here.
Mm.
I will forgo other things.
Please.
I ask and now I receive Miss Overstock.com herself, Sabina. Hello?
Is it Sabina?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow.
You did it.
Speak of the devil.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you in Los Angeles?
I'm in L.A., yeah.
Ooh. Have you, you're a big fan of Dave Damashek?
Yeah. They say yes.
That
yes.
Means,
yeah.
That means no. Now, how does this work? I noticed you doing these commercials starting probably about a year or so ago when I noticed, but the tennis outfit is the one that grabbed me.
So I hear.
Yeah, and then they have, well, there must be five or six outfit changes per Overstock commercial. How did you get the gig?
Saw me on a different commercial. They saw me doing another one, and they liked it. And they said, "That's the woman for us."
I hear you.
That's what I said.
Are you from Germany or not born in this country? That's what I heard.
That's right. That's right. I'm from Germany.
Mm, makes you foxier for some reason. Yeah, well, I like that laugh. So, what do you do other than the Overstock commercials?
Lots of other commercials. I've been here for 20 years doing commercials in L.A.
Wow. And just exclusively making a living in show business,
yep.
Specializing in commercials.
Yeah, I used to model.
I'll give you some residuals.
Mm-hmm. That is hot. And what is, how does Overstock work, by the way, or do you know?
How do they work?
Mm-hmm.
The company Overstock.com.
Yeah.
They work by buying overstock from other places and selling it.
Then you just go
online.
You do it via the internet.
Yep.
I heard you were dating, married, or had some relationship with somebody over there. Is that true?
That is not true.
Not true?
No.
But you're married?
Would you hear that? No, I'm not married.
Really?
No, I'm not married anymore.
Mm. Oh, anymore?
But I am dating.
You are?
Yes.
Actively? No. Multiple?
I have a boyfriend.
Mm.
But you are free to do commercials for our show, yes?
I'm free to do commercials.
Mm. And you reside in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I live in L.A. I've been living here for a long time.
Well, perhaps you could come in and see us in the flesh.
Oh, you want to see me?
That's right.
Then.
Yes, yes, we do.
I think they'd prefer you to wear that tennis outfit.
Please, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I think it'll be the jeans. But I'll come in and see you.
Yes. Well, at least wear those little socks with the little puffy balls on the heels. I love those. Yeah, come in and see us.
Okay, I'll come in.
And if you know the chick from the Hyundai commercial...
Bring her with me.
Yeah, who gets in the sports bra on the elevator and then goes out mountain bike riding during her lunch break.
Oh, right on.
Bring her. I don't know if all you hot commercial chicks run together, but if there's some sort of dorm you guys live in or something,
with
come on
Mercury
down.
Mercury girl, they're all together.
Yes, bring the hot Mercury girl.
I'll call all my girlfriends up. They're all seasoned like myself.
Mm. Overstock.com, lady. You'll come in tomorrow.
Okay.
You all will. Right. Tomorrow you'll be in here.
All right.
All right, thank
Ooh,
you,
la,
Sabine.
La.
She sounded hot. Oh, I'll tell you.
Clout! I put her near the top of my list, and now she's coming in tomorrow.
We're running a little bit late, but let me tell you, if anybody has ever been on an audition, like a sport audition, like here's where you're going to see the hottest chicks. They have sort of athlete models or body models or whatever.
Fitness models.
Once in a while, there'll be some call for some sports drink, or Bally's is doing something where they have to have 25 beautiful people in the background. And the audition, it is basically 100 of the hottest chicks you've ever seen wearing cycling shorts and sports bras all sitting around some waiting room. They're going to choose two. That's where you go in Los Angeles.
And now...
That
and
the West LA CA meeting. That's where all the hot chicks are.
That is a target-rich environment.
And tomorrow now, we will have the woman who won that audition. Among those hundreds of women, the best of the best.
Yeah, I love her. Diora, by the way, speaking of hot, Beard is coming in here. Playmate also. Or at least in Playboy, but you know where's the smoking hot. From Wedding Crashers on the cover of Esquire magazine. Dave Damshek, look at this, by the way.
Foxy is all good.
I love
out.
The garters.
Right. Take ourselves a break. We'll be right back with her after this.
Hey, my name's Matt, and I live in Seattle. And Adam is on my top five celebrities that if I meet, I can sleep with. My boyfriend and I have an agreement. And just remember when on Loveline, he said that if a girl was a virgin when she was 18, that he had an agreement with his wife that he could take her virginity. And unfortunately, well, not so unfortunately, really, I'm not a virgin, but Adam totally turns me on. And I was curious if I flew down there to California, if I could go ahead and meet him and be on the show, because that would be awesome.
Huh. Hmm. Brusca, call Alaskan Air. Let's get some ticket price. I'd rather come out there.
Yes, get her down here tomorrow, and we'll go on a double date. Me and the Overstock.com lady.
No,
you
she sounds
your,
great. I mean,
lady.
The kind of woman that would want to sleep with a man whose wife is pregnant with twins. What a lovely woman.
Oh, thank you for C-blocking me with Tiara Baird. Sorry, sweetie. Don't listen to her.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. I've heard it all.
I've already figured this out. I've done the math on the twins in case me and Diora work out, which is best the kids don't meet me at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to cut out when they're 2.5 or 3. They've already bonded. Best they never see their father.
You're doing them a favor.
I think ultimately.
Stepping aside at this point.
Yes.
It's very decent of you.
Yes. You work up some story about your dad being an astronaut and dying on some space shuttle program, and that'll be about that. You know?
He went to war.
You show him the movie Armageddon and go, that's about it. That was basically your dad. Diora, you're speaking in the green room. You came out here at 17 to model?
Well, originally it was to pursue acting. I grew up in the modeling industry. In Miami, my mom was a model, that whole spiel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm one of those.
And when did you begin modeling?
When I was inside my mother's stomach.
Really?
So she did some of those Prego model things, huh?
Oh, yeah. So pretty much off and on my entire life.
Wait a minute. Milking and popping? I think I may know her. It wasn't porn. It was...
No.
Like maternity wear.
Yeah.
Stuff like that,
stuff.
The Diora, by the way, you probably known best from Party Crashers, or Wedding Crashers, I should say, right?
Yeah. I guess.
But also cover Playboy, in Playboy, and soon to be seen, Hot Tamale, new movie coming out. What else can we see?
Wedding Crashers, though, she bared her bosoms.
Yes.
Yes. With who? What scene was that? Remind me.
Oh, I play Vivian, who's a woman in bed with Owen Wilson, and he calls her by the wrong name, and I pretty much call him on it.
Soon to be seen in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning. Mm-hmm. Prequel coming out in October. It seemed to me from watching you in the nude that you have real breasts. Is that true?
Yep.
It is. 32. Now, let me explain the bra math, everybody. Okay. 32 double D. That's what you want. Everybody gets fixated on the number. Oh, she's a 38D. She's a 42. No. Listen, you want the low first number and then the high cup.
Why? What is the low number?
The number suggests the small back.
Torso. It's your rib size. In other words, if you're a 42 double D, you're Nell Carter.
That's right.
If you're a 32 double D, you're...
Speaking of 42, by the way, Lisa Lampanelli in studio later today. Just apropos of nothing, but she's coming in to sort of even things out. The point is you want that low first number. Diora is long and thin and narrow in the back, but bosomy.
Yeah, and I've got really bad back problems, too, because of that low number.
You're giving me front problems, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? Diora said she moved here and used to listen to me on Loveline, so we have a little... I've softened the turf a little before my Marines hit the beach. Do you know what I mean?
He's an attractive man, Diora.
Set up a beachhead.
What was that? I find him to be an attractive man.
I always like the smart guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're out of luck then.
So you would listen to the radio and had some attraction to me because it was interesting hearing the mysterious man over the radio, yes?
You could say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I was single, we might go out?
You could say that.
You're a single
possible?
Woman?
What was that?
You're a single woman.
Well, my manager would love for me to say that I am completely available.
Then say it.
But... I'm not. I'm actually terribly in love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I know.
With who?
With my boyfriend.
Oh. Well, at least you didn't say Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Your manager just wants you to say that so we can get on top of you. How long have you been going out with this guy? I don't like him, by the way.
We've been together for about a year.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? Something in the industry?
Yeah.
All right.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
Would we know him?
Maybe. I don't know.
Then say his name.
I can't do that.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone does it, but what's wrong with that? You're beautiful, you're young, you're single. He's not married, is he?
No.
Well, what's wrong with that than saying what the name of the actor is? We probably like him.
I guess, well, no, I know everyone would like him. I guess it's just a thing that once you start, you open that can of worms, then it never closes.
But are people to think
my can of worms is open.
Yeah, I bet.
Yuck. I had to picture that.
I don't need to be booed.
Yeah. Ever think about getting a breast reduction?
Yeah, I mean, that was, of course, something I dealt with because it was never an asset to have in the modeling industry. You have to look like Kate Moss, so that was a big issue. And I decided not to do it for the industry, and I, you know, would rather wait until it's absolutely necessary.
It's a very dangerous operation.
It is.
Anybody listening...
dangerous.
Most people die.
No.
Yes.
No.
If that's true, then Bruska should have a breast reduction.
No.
He needs an areola reduction, that's all. Yes, all you young, bosomy, slender, beautiful teenage girls out there that are thinking about getting a breast reduction, I lost my whole family to a breast reduction.
High mortality rate.
Yes, very
surgery.
High. It's about 80%. A little over 81-82%, depending where you go.
This is
very
important
high.
Information. The more you know.
Don't do it. By the way, conversely, a boob job going from a B cup to a C plus or D will add 10 years to your life.
Boobie!
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make me show you the numbers.
Oh, gosh.
I will crunch some numbers if I have to.
Dior is a vision and interesting. It's hard to define your eye color. What would you call that? Gray?
It changes. Sometimes it's green. Sometimes it's hazel.
Today it's come
beautiful
hither.
Beautiful eyes. And then the
thank
hair
you.
Color, too. Difficult. The strawberry blonde, would you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I always went by a honey blonde, but I guess it's some
unorthodox, a little almost freckly a little bit.
Yeah, the
it's
garland.
Nice.
Part,
oh, thank you.
Yes, and a disarming personality. A beautiful personality, bubbly. That's the whole thing. When you look at the cover, especially the cover of this month's Esquire, May Esquire, when you look at this picture, you would think you have a thick Russian accent.
Right.
And
Svetlana.
Are handy with a blade or something.
Carrying a whip in hand.
And then you
thing.
Hear this sort of Midwest kind of girl next door thing, and all of a sudden...
Isn't it make you want to vomit?
No, it's very good.
What makes me want to vomit is that you have this fella. Is he doing well for himself?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a movie actor or a TV actor?
He's done more TV.
More TV.
Yeah.
All right, now here's all I'm saying.
What?
Because we got to get this out of you. But if I find out it's like Ian Ziering or something, I'm going to projectile vomit onto your head from here.
Richard Karn.
No. I've got it.
Did
John,
more TV.
John Cryer.
No.
More TV than movies. But give us one movie he was in before we go to break.
It's not out yet.
Never heard of that one.
Uh-huh. What year's that from? No, it was a movie with Hilary Duff.
And it was out. Well, I have them
and
all.
And Angelica Houston. It's not out yet.
Okay, not out. Well, give us one TV show he was on. Even guest starring on.
I met him on a TV show. How about that?
Which
you
one?
You did.
Uh-huh, we worked together.
You worked together on a
show?
TV show.
Frankie Muniz.
It was in Florida.
All right.
That's should narrow it down,
Club?
Actually. I haven't done much TV.
Drama? Let's take a break. Somebody get on the internet. Do something.
I
need answers, Bruska.
It's not. You guys.
Drama, Florida.
I'm on it.
TV. Diora Baird is here. She's on the cover of Esquire. Was on the cover of Playboy. Mm-hmm. You know her from Wedding Crashers. Take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
It's time now for free advice from heavyweight champion James Lights Out Tony.
Dear James Lights Out Tony, when my husband and I purchased our new home, we made sure the swimming pool was private and concealed from the houses on either side. We enjoy skinny dipping and didn't want to offend our neighbors. We believe we'd made the right choice until the boy next door began climbing the fence to spy on us. Unfortunately, his parents refused to discipline him. They insist that we cover up. The neighbors are threatening us with legal action because they think that we're corrupting their son. Have you any advice? No tan line in sunny California.
Dear, no tan line? You're overdue for a talk with the attorney in California. The law requires full disclosure about problems when property is bought and sold. And you may have a valid complaint against the former owners of the house. Also, the neighbor boy who is preoccupied with your sunbathing to the extent that he's climbing the fence to spy on you appears to be budding peeping Tom. Rather than allowing him to get an eyeful, his parents should be giving him an earful about people's right to privacy. I will whoop his butt. Seriously.
Free advice from heavyweight champion James Lights Out Tony.
Mm-hmm. Diora Baird here. I think Wedding Crashers, Playboy, Texas Chainsaw Massacre coming out. Also, Hot Tamale this Sunday, 7:30, Regency Lido Theater, Newport Beach, at the Newport Beach Film Festival. So we did a little legwork, and our crack staff came up with Marcus Coloma. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my man.
That's your man?
That's my man.
I'd like to know what Lights Out Tony, what he would have to say about the wisdom of getting a boyfriend's tattoo on your wrist. You dated him for a year?
We've been together for a year.
And you got it. You got the tat.
Yeah.
Where's the tat?
It's right wrist.
Nice.
My wrist, yeah. Have you had a tattoo of any of your former?
I have. Mm-hmm. But not the full name, just the initial, which I've had covered up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would see, that's why I love cars. Mm-hmm. I like the ladies, but I don't want to commit, you know. That's why I try to date chicks named like Mercedes and Porsche and stuff like that. Porsche and stuff. It's things I can sort of modify.
Right.
Things like that. Peugeot.
Audi.
Your wife, Cavalier.
That's right. Yeah, it's hard to do that. Let me ask you about this. Mm-hmm. We're talking. Turns out, first off, Diora, who worked on The Man Show, and an 18-year-old, Diora, worked on The Man Show, and I forgot we'd worked together, but it's unclear whether we're in the same scene or not.
No, we're not. I wasn't jumping on a trampoline.
You were not?
No, I wasn't.
Man. You should, Bruska, go get a trampoline so we can write that wrong.
And in the meantime, show us those other tattoos.
Yeah, what other tats do you have?
Oh, I have a dove on my left wrist, a couple on my feet.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else?
No. The low back tattoo?
Nah.
Nothing there? How about the comedy and tragedy mask?
No.
On your right bosom and left bosom?
No.
Yes?
No?
No.
Of course not.
It's a class act.
Yeah.
Bruska got it.
Oh, I bet.
Show your right and left bosom.
No,
Bruska.
Thanks.
That was the hide his breast reduction.
Oh, no thanks. Wow.
That's funny. He has one of those heavy-duty bras on it.
Yeah.
Also, it's got the flap for nursing, though.
Not enough support.
In case Tad gets hungry. Also, amongst your credit, amongst your credits here, taught preschool and worked as a clown at kids' parties.
Oh, yeah.
You did the thing where you dress up as
you dress up as different Disney characters. I'm sure you've seen him. I was Elmo. I was Cinderella. I was even, what's the little Spanish girl's...
Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer, yes.
Very How good. Gay that you knew that, by the way.
You know why I know that? Because I just saw a picture of Dora the Explorer.
Yeah,
I was surprised to learn it.
At home with your pants down, you sick F.
Good Christ, I'm gay.
You make me want to vomit. I was this close for signing up with a group called Party Pals.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
When I was in the depths of my depression and the career wasn't going very well.
Here, by the way, Ace, is this Marcus Coloma.
Nothing wrong with him.
He's handsome.
No,
he's...
You can do better.
You could do better.
No, he's absolutely amazing.
Let me ask you this. Let me say this. Instead of dating one guy who's, I don't know, 8.5 or 9, how about you date 2 5s?
Oh.
Collectively a 10.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Damashek's a good 5.5. I'm a 5. Together, 10+.
Better than this Coloma.
I'll take you on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Dave will get to watch us make sweet love on all 7 days.
That might get a little confusing. As appealing as that is, I think I'll stick with my 10.
But you're already a fine actor. You don't need anything he has to tell you. What's he going to talk to you about acting? Ace, on the other hand, can fix your car up. He can do home repairs. I can help make your fantasy baseball team the best in the league.
Well, in that case.
Yes. I know you love rotisserie baseball because you're foxy and bosomy, right? Dave could help you out, make that team.
Yeah. We'll cover the bases, as it were.
That'd be nice.
More like a shutout.
Creep.
So, just because we've talked about your bosoms enough, and I know your representation is getting angry, tell us about Hot Tamale.
Hot Tamale is, I guess if you've seen Napoleon Dynamite, if you put that in a crime mystery movie when sexed it up quite a few notches, because I'm in it, then you'd have Hot Tamale.
And what are you in it? Bikini? What do we got you in?
Well,
Bong
I
bag?
Will say, well, I'll put it this way. My character's name is Tuesday, and if I had to sum her up, she has a heart tattoo on her ass that says, spank me.
Really? Prove it.
Well, I play a hairdresser who's just really free-spirited and wild, and there's a bunch of twists in the film, and there is a bedroom scene.
There is.
There is a bedroom scene, and I will say that it is the most graphic, erotic sex scene that I've ever done.
Really?
And everyone must go see this because it will be the last time I ever do anything like that.
Really?
It will be. Michael Damian, the director, who you know is a soap star, was just so sweet, and he just,
He was nice when he was telling
me
to take
really
your
nice,
pants off.
He was really nice, and he convinced me.
He did.
Yeah. Michael Damian, the singer?
He was a singer as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Isn't
All right, so were you naked during the lovemaking scene?
Uh-huh.
All naked?
I guess you'd have to see that.
Yeah, they didn't give you... Once in a while, it's weird when they do these things where they give the chick a couple of pasties, a couple of flesh-colored pasties to prop over her, or some sort of paper underpants or something. I would argue that's weird because now you're just like a naked clown at this point.
No, this looks really real.
Totally naked.
This looks very real. You know, everyone has their start. I did it, and I don't need to do it again.
No, listen, it's like Dave with his gay porn.
Exactly.
He's not going to apologize.
I saw that one bending over backwards. Adam, shame on you.
Well, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Point is we don't make any apologies. We were young.
We climb our way to the top, like the rest of them.
How does the guy, who's the guy who gets to roll around with you,
Randy Spelling.
Oh.
Tori's brother.
What is that show?
Son of a bitch. Not only does he live in a 55,000 square foot mansion, but he gets to run around and roll around with Diora. Did he become aroused?
No.
Really?
No.
Gay?
No.
Oh, please.
I kept puncturing him with these spiked heels on.
To me, that's the ultimate litmus test. You must become aroused if you're naked.
It's always a point of pride with the actors to announce that they did not become aroused.
No,
but I'm
I think
with you,
he was
Ace.
More nervous than anything. He was shy.
I get erect when I'm nervous.
Wow, that explains what I'm seeing right now.
You should see me when I get pulled over by a cop. Please get out of the car, Miss Crow. Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa. That's why I don't wear sweatpants when I drive fast. Not aroused.
No.
And totally, you were totally naked.
For the most part.
Did they do the thing with the crew where they make the crew clear
Look
out
away?
And do that stuff?
They had the necessary crew there, you know.
You know what gig I want?
What?
I want the gig of the guy who holds the bathrobe ready for you as soon as you're done doing the nude
scene. That's usually a woman,
does that.
Well, I'm saying why not let a dude do it every once in a while? You know, whether it's nude modeling, porn, whatever, nude scene in a movie. I'm just there poised with that bathrobe.
I guess since you did a little bit of porn back in your day, maybe we can work something out.
It's got to be a strong union. Yeah. It's going to be tough to break in the bathrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bathrobe fluffer union, but I would love to be part of that.
Or you got the spritzer person. Ooh, that's what they did in Wedding Crypt. They spritz you down with, you know,
a little, whatever. They want you to glisten when you're making love.
Yeah, they want you to sparkle.
That's the makeup lady, though. That's a woman.
Well, they have body and then they have face.
You know what? I bet if people thought I was gay, I could get the bathrobe gig.
I bet you.
Because gay guys can do whatever they want. Yes. They'll dress you.
I think you're gay.
They'll tell you to get undressed.
Start talking about Dora the Explorer.
Exactly.
Yes. I think you're a pedophile or gay, in Dave's case, both. All right, Breska, how are we doing on time?
We got to go.
Oh, we're late?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
running late.
That was it.
Jared Beard, thanks for coming in. Hot tamale.
Thank you for having me.
Sunday, 7:30. Regency Lido Theater, Newport Beach, Newport Film Festival. You want to see her rolling around in the buff, you go watch that. And, you know, I hope you and Marcus go on forever, but if something tragically was to happen to him, like someone's cut his brake lines or something like that, you come back, we'll pick up the pieces.
All right, we'll see about that.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Get around the intern.
Yeah.
Word to your mother.
I'm a producer on the Adam Carolla Show. Some say I'm Jimmy Breska's bitch.
That's Mike. That's what all the people say. Do the sound effects for Adam, even though my drops are lame.
Yeah.
I still live at home with my mom. That's about to change. Nobody does it quite the way you do. David, why'd you have to be so...
All right, we get it. That's enough. That is enough. All right, pot down, pan down, whatever you do. First off, Larissa's in here. Foxy.
Hello. Lovely intern.
Bi-curious intern Larissa.
All of 19.
I'm not 19.
20.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you stick with Dora the Explorer. Let me handle the ladies. Dad does porn, does taxes for porn stars, right?
Yes.
I like that.
I can tell you do.
Yeah, you're gonna do your karaoke song for us.
I don't know how this is gonna.
Also,
go.
We have to talk about Jerron, our intern, as well. First, Mike, if you could get yourself poised there for those who weren't listening in the 7 o'clock hour, I just want to play that exclusive tape one more time of the Tomcat Silent Birth. We actually have footage or audio footage of this. Let's just hear the tape one more time. This is a silent birth. That's great stuff. Well, nice job. Teresa, you got that?
Yeah, it was very difficult for me to get that exclusive audio.
Nice job. We'll be playing that again in the 9 o'clock hour when you do the news.
Yes.
So, Larissa.
Yes.
You're going to sing your karaoke song, the Get to Know Yourself karaoke song that all the staff members have sung, right?
I thought I was going to get out of this.
You're not. The other thing you're not going to get out of is Jerron asking you out.
Yeah, what gives, Jerron?
What gives?
Oh, yeah, I asked her a couple of times.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was doing her a favor.
Look, that's
I see the way she looks at me, you know, when she comes in.
Oh, that's
Jerron,
so
Jerron, the black on the outside intern, but white as snow inside. And listen, I like you don't apologize for your deed.
Yes, apologize.
You're young, she's young, you're both attractive, you're single, this is what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you were doing me a favor?
I see the way you look at me when you come in every morning, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Calls.
Where did you ask her out? I mean, what'd you ask her to do?
First was a lunch date.
What'd you say?
I said, hey, Larissa, let's eat some lunch.
Get some lunch.
That was it. Yeah, you know, a little smooth.
No, it was more like, when are we getting lunch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When are you getting lunch?
I don't know. We've been putting this off.
Putting it off?
What'd you tell me?
I told you we were getting lunch a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, where but then you weren't here because you got sick.
Oh, yeah, true.
So that was your way of getting out of it.
But I sent you a text message last night, too.
Which I didn't respond to, so that's the whole thing that he's mad at me for.
Larissa. Why didn't you respond?
Because I was busy. I don't know. I saw it, and I forgot. And it.
Are you interested in him in that way?
I love Jeron.
Uh-oh. Not interested. Not interested. Jeron. What's the problem? You uptight?
No, there's nothing wrong with Jeron. He's a very nice guy.
He's arguably the best looking guy on the staff.
Yeah.
So what's wrong? Are you prejudiced? Will you not date a man of color?
No, that's not it at all. I don't think I should date people that I work with.
No,
first off, agree with that.
You guys barely work. And secondly, that's it. You know, I used to talk to Dr. Drew about this all the time. He'd always be like, absolutely no dating in the workplace. And I would say, look, when you're in college or in high school, you encourage people to date people you attend college and high school
it's
with.
True.
Well, work is essentially college
absolutely.
For adults. What
else
are you going to do?
People?
Yeah. That's where you go every day.
Yeah, you want to go with Brusca to the lesbian bar? Try your luck over there, having a smart cocktail every day after work.
I've done my best work with coworkers. My bride is a coworker.
That's right.
As a lesbian, I probably have a better chance than Jeron.
What's up?
That's true.
Jeron's goofy. Jeron is handsome, but he's not suave.
No, I like Jeron.
That's a kiss of death, by the way. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like a brother.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
That is a disaster.
You know, Jeron lives very far from me.
No.
I don't know how I can see that working too well.
How far do you live, Jeron?
He lives, where do you live?
In Pomona.
Pomona.
Yeah.
I'm in Calabasas.
But he makes it here.
This
is sort of the halfway point.
This
you guys meet
point.
Here.
Yeah, but I want someone that'll come to me all the time and just hang out.
Would you drive to her place?
It's because I'm not 33 years old with a Mercedes, that's why.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
It's already getting spiteful. Is it Larissa, the fact that he's a black man who wears flip-flops?
Absolutely not.
All right.
I have no problem with.
Not prejudiced at all.
No.
And he's attractive. But
he is attractive. He's very attractive.
But here's the problem, and here's where the problem is lies for guys, which is you're both 20.
I'm 22.
22. You're both in your early 20s. You're both attractive. You're both single. But a attractive 20-year-old girl dates professional guys, whereas an attractive 22-year-old male masturbates in the shower. I mean, that's essentially
that's
how
true.
It goes. Now, one day, when Jeron gets his engineering degree from Pomona and does whatever and starts making a little coin and gets himself a sports car, then he's in demand. But for now, even though they're both attractive and the same age, they're not on an even footing. Yes? You want to go out with an older guy.
Yes, but I was still down for a lunch date. I was still saying yes. I wasn't against it.
All right. Well, go out on a lunch date.
All right, we'll go to Kukuru.
Brusca will pay for it.
I'm not paying for it.
Brusca, you'll pay for it, but send him somewhere nice, though.
Bottom line, any chance you'll have sex with Jeron?
No.
No.
But I'm not. But sometimes, look, guys will grow on you, and at first you think, no, I'll have lunch with him. And a few dates into it, he looks a lot better. That happens, right? It's not that he isn't attractive. I think he's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him well enough. Maybe if things went, down the line, I don't know.
You go eat some Kukuru and you get to know each other. Yes?
No, Brusca, send them to the Palm, and she can get the surf, turf, surf again.
Yes, surf, turf, and surf again. Lobster, steak, and lobster. How about you guys go on a real date? One real date.
Yeah, that involves alcohol.
How bad could it be?
Leave
that's
the flip-flops
right.
at home, Jeron.
Yeah.
Right.
He's going to need some alcohol. What's he going to put his roofies in? Thank you. Jeron spoke
Thank
to
you.
Me candidly, or at least he thought, during the commercial break. I can hook you up, Jeron. I know a
Thank
guy.
You, appreciate
All right,
it.
So here's the point. You guys should not go out during the light of day and eat bad chicken. You should go out to a nice, fashionable,
that's
trendy
that's
restaurant.
Jim's bank.
Have a cocktail. We'll get Miller to sponsor it or something.
Okay.
And you go out and have a cocktail and enjoy your dinner.
Okay, I'll do
You're
it.
You're three beers away from changing your mind.
That's right. Larissa, you have a fake ID?
Yes.
Fantastic.
There you go.
I knew it. All right, now it is time. We'll set this up. It is time for the beautiful. And we should describe Larissa. She's
olive skin,
perpetually tanned, dark eyes. Beautiful.
You.
You know, I would describe her if anyone is watching the new Real World out of Miami or somewhere in Florida. She is the Svetlana. She looks like the Russian girl. She's petite.
I'm not familiar
I've
with
I've never
that.
Gotten Russian before.
She's, well, he's dark-skinned, petite, and beautiful. Thank Very attractive.
To me, she looks like a young Sophia Loren.
Okay. Right.
Brunette, yes, exotic looking, yes, yes. Seductive eyes.
Yes.
A voice sort of like that little bit of, scratch to it, like the meme.
Jerron looks like a shirt. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
No, and I'm just commenting. Lovely brunette, long brunette hair.
I'll come in earlier more often if this is what I get.
Jerron looks like an attractive, a young Shirley Hemphill.
Who's that?
Looks like Raj. What's happening.
Look her up. Brittany?
Yes?
You would date Jerron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. All he's right. not so attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's,
really?
And he's good because everybody wants to date somebody of another ethnicity just to check it off the list. Later on, you get married or you're on your deathbed and people are like, you ever been with a Japanese lady? You ever been with a Mexican lady? You want to say yes. Jerron is black without the baggage. Go ahead and check that box.
Well, wait a second. Is this Brittany?
Light lifting for the black guy, yes. Oh, is this Brittany?
No. Yes.
This isn't Brittany the sales girl, though.
No, this is Brittany, the dental assistant.
She's underneath the Utah Jazz right now. She can't get to her phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You would. What do you look like?
I'm like 5 foot, slender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, light blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nice smile.
Mm-hmm. What are your measurements?
What are my measurements?
Uh-oh.
I'm like.
She's confused by that question. Yes.
No, I'm like 34B. I have a very small waist. I'm very petite. Mm-hmm. I'm very small.
Is there a celebrity you look like?
No. I'm me.
What do you do?
I'm a dental assistant.
Mm. It's usually a foxy gig. Mm-hmm. Do you smoke a lot of weed?
Why do you always ask me that?
I hear it in your voice. You do smoke copious amounts of weed, right?
Socially.
I don't know how you do it. You're the weed whisperer once again.
That's right. I know who smokes weed. Later on in life, I'm just going to go from house to house talking to teenagers and telling their parents who's smoking weed.
But just to clarify, she only smokes the weed socially.
Just
she
socially.
She doesn't do it professionally.
Right. All right. So you're not on the circuit.
Right. I don't do it during work hours.
And what about you, Jerron? You hit the chronic at all?
A couple of times a week, yeah.
I'd love to see
like
it. Stone Jerron.
He's in the house. I like that he doesn't even try to lie. He's a straight shooter,
that's
this Jerron. He's all right.
Great.
I don't believe he smokes pot. I don't believe he had a thimble of Zima once and threw up 3 years ago.
Robitussin.
Okay. All right. Well, Brittany, we'll put you on hold because Jerron can't make it out to your place. You're calling from Sacramento?
Yeah.
You can make it out here. You can go out with Jerron.
Yeah, I was just trying to make him feel better.
Well, would you? Do you know what he looks like?
No, I don't. I just hear what you guys say. But
I have a MySpace.
So
he has a MySpace?
Yeah. Go ahead. You got to put their pictures up on the online.
Give your MySpace. People. He is very attractive.
I'm on MySpace, too.
Oh,
yeah.
What's your MySpace?
It's myspace.com/Jerron off the hizzle.
All right. Yes. Brittany, what is yours? Brittany/bong.
Brittany/bang himself.
What is that?
Bang himself.
Oh, wow. They are a perfect match.
All right. Well, go look up Jerron and call us back. Now, we out of time.
Is jealous.
Yeah, look at that. There's other fish in the sea, baby.
Yeah, I think Jerron's mine. He take that back.
Too late now.
Well, you guys are going out anyway, so it is first come, first service.
Take a night, Jerron.
Yes.
Let's
All right,
hear a
now,
song.
Let's hear Larissa's.
God, please don't.
This is her get to know her karaoke song. Here we go.
Okay, it's going to take a second.
Sure. I like this song.
Told you.
All right, I don't mind. Who's this? Kim Wilde or my Tony Basil?
Basil, right?
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah,
it's
you
fun.
Can dance until the music's till the lyrics starts. Hey,
all right, I'm pogoing. Go ahead.
I'm an intern at the station, but haven't been for long. I'm totally tone deaf and can't believe I'm singing the song. I live in Calabasas, and I drive here in the morning for Adam.
Ron's losing his wood.
Because I'm a student in the valley, and the drive out here is tough. It gives me a damn headache, but I love it oh so much. Every night I sleep, waiting to come and intern for Adam.
Silky smooth.
I'm Larissa. What a pity. I'm not even 21. I'm a psychology major trying to get into UCLA. I'm Larissa. What a pity. Still 5 more years of school. But it stays like this, everybody. When I wish I could stay home, stay home. I hate to sing, Adam.
At least
we
it
hate
doesn't
to hear
rhyme.
You sing,
wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know lots of porn stars, but that doesn't get me far. Every time I'm out with them, people treat me like a hoe. You guys think I'm bisexual because of Jesse Jane, Adam?
Yeah, well, what are we going to do? You got with her.
So come on and give me a break now that I've sung this awful song. I'm only a porn intern, and I'll do whatever else you need. But yeah. Please, Adam, please, don't keep me going any longer.
Done and done. That's enough.
That's good.
All right. Wow. Peaches and Herb over here.
I told you, guys. It's not my fault. I pre-warned everybody.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's no black man that sings worse in Toronto than a white woman that sings worse than Larissa.
They're so alike. You
know, I didn't even tell anybody that I know that I was going to be doing this so that I'd hope
why?
No one would be
I can't
listening.
Imagine.
If you guys got together and had a kid, it would be William Hung.
Yes, it would be A. Rizman.
Oh, my God. Whew. Listen, first off, was that translated from Japanese or something? Things have to rhyme, you understand.
No, because
Jesus Christ.
You know how hard it is to make a song.
Yes, now we know how hard it is. It didn't seem so hard before. Now it seems horribly difficult.
I don't even know, Jerron, would you even sleep with her at this point?
Yeah.
Oh. And now this changed anything.
All right, look, we're going to... Lisa Lampanelli's coming in here. I'm going to need you two to go out in the hall and hammer out your differences. Brusca, let's see if we can underwrite a date. They need to go out at night. None of this day crap. All right? Jerron, you do what you got to do.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll hook you up with the roofies. We'll take a quick break. Lisa Lampanelli in next.
Lady, have you ever done a black guy? Do it. Do it, you little hooer. Do it. Am I right? It's worth the screwed up. Credit, I'm telling you. You may never buy a new car again, but every night you get an SUV right in the hoo-ha.
Yeah, Lisa Lampanelli, everybody.
Where'd you dig that out of, man? Oh, that's supposed to be like from Premium Blend.
Whatever it is, it's good. Lisa's going to be at the Canyon Club in the Agora Hills area tomorrow night at 9:00. Welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
Your creepy guy over here already gave me a hard time. He called me creepy last time.
Well, you
shut
guys
up, you big baby.
You have some common ground in the way you pronounce whore.
Hooah. Yeah, I like it that way. Now you're not as creepy.
Thanks.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. You, Lisa, again, we've asked you back because you're so good the time you came before. And you look good, by the way.
Thank you for noticing.
Something's going on.
I lost 17.5 inches on Jenny Craig.
Really?
Yep, and 14 pounds. Isn't that... What are you laughing at? You're like, there's a punchline.
No,
look, man, it's not like I'm saying I'm at my goal. I'm still trying. Don't laugh like, oh, she thinks she's skinny now, you douche. Don't worry, I still got 30 to go. Because, see, I'm not going to lose enough to get, like, you skinny and gorgeous. I'm just going to get enough so I can, like, maybe have sex occasionally and not suffocate.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to try to lose 30 more. This puts me at a nice size 12, and LL can maintain that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do look good.
See,
yes.
I'm at the weight where I could get a chubby white guy with a tongue ring. Now, that's one step away from a hot black. I think it's all going to work out. It's a circle of life. Maybe even
pound.
A rich Jew at some point.
Mm.
But I don't know if I'll go that way.
Yeah, but you do look good. I'll tell you, the good news is your waist looks much smaller.
That's what it is, because the blacks, as you know, enjoy the big ass, but they like the small waist. They're very picky and uppity these days.
It's a weird combo, yeah.
They want the little waist and a big butt.
Well, so cover it up with that sweatshirt. You're doing the sweatshirt tied around your waist.
There's no blacks for me to hit on except your little skinny 22-year-old intern, and that's a sin, dude. I mean, and you see how skinny that kid is, man.
Yeah, he's like a black number two pencil.
Which is the only good kind.
Malcolm
He's
X
small.
Pencil. Yeah. Yeah, and don't make this mistake either. I see you, though. I can tell you're wearing clothes. They're a little more revealing, showing it off.
Oh,
but
my God.
No?
No, no, I'm not. I mean, a little bit. I mean, I'm not, like, all buttoned up.
You're not wearing a unitard, but I can I can tell you're feeling good about yourself, and that's bit. Good. I just want to give this word a warning, not only to Lisa, but everyone listening. A lot of people walking around 275, 280 pounds, they lose 35 pounds, and all of a sudden they bust out the ski pants.
Horrible.
Now, yes, it's horrible. Now, to your husband, you're slender 235 because you formally walk around at 285, but to the uninitiated.
Yes, we don't know that you supposedly think you look good right
now. I just spotted your fat ass at the airport. For all I know, you were 130 a year ago and ballooned up to 235.
Right. We shouldn't have to look at these fat people. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
They really should be banned from this country.
Well, unless they're super funny.
Yay!
Her waist has shrunk, but her nose has grown.
In other words, Bruska, you're out.
Yes.
We're deporting you today.
Well, now, how do you do it? Are you following a diet?
Like Kirstie Alley, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I figured if she can do it, because I got jealous of her, because there was one commercial they had, I don't know if you saw it, she was dancing around with these two blacks.
Yes, on the street.
And I got very angry, and I'm like, how can she get those hot blacks? I know they're gay in real life. Right. I saw them. They're dancers. Dancing blacks are always gay.
Sure.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this, too. I can dance with the blacks. So that's what I'm trying to do.
I start boogieing down, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have another theory, which I'd like to share with you, which is, and you tell me, chime in and tell me what you think. Mm. I think what happened to Kirstie Alley was she's one of these people whose head stays the same size no matter how big her ass gets.
Yes.
I'm one of these people that if I put on 10 pounds and Dave's the same way, he'll show you his driver's license, you'll laugh your big ass off. If I put on 10 pounds, my head puts on 8.5 or 9 of
okay.
the 10 pounds.
It's the Travolta syndrome.
Right. Yes, it's Travolta.
The same thing. It's a balloon that gets blown up.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now, if you're on camera, your head will look the size of a Macy's Day float, right?
Right.
So if I just put on 10 pounds, I look ridiculous and immediately must stop eating. If you're someone whose head never changes, Kirstie Alley's head always remained small. She got to 250 pounds. Her head was still Cheers size.
Right.
So she just got bigger, drapier clothing. They shot her from different angles, and she never thought to lose the weight.
Yeah. She says one day she was walking by a plate glass window, and she saw herself, and that's when it dawned on her, oh, my God, you know, I got to do something. But you're right. You focus on just what you think looks acceptable.
How does that work, though? Are we like cave people? One day I saw my reflection in a stream. Don't you have a goddamn mirror at home, sweetie?
Yeah, but you don't understand delusional fat women. We try to, like, pretend we're okay for a while. Like, that's why, you know, you go, okay, I'm gaining about 10. Let me flirt with a Puerto Rican. I'm, you know, 20. Let me get a black. And pretty soon, when the blacks won't do you anymore, you say, you know what? I've got a problem.
you could get a scale that would actually have these on it.
Honey, if we even had scales in our house. See, girls like you have scales because you don't break them. We can't. We need to take out the spring. It's really sad. By the way, how dare you have like this hotter than hot news broad next to me when I'm trying to feel good about myself? Is she the most gorgeous bitch
ever?
She's
attractive,
yes.
I couldn't feel more like a flat-chested troll when every day we have Playboy models in here.
Really? She's a Jew broad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you look fabulous, I must tell
you.
Man,
and the Jews are very annoying, but she's not.
It would be an interesting testimonial if you ever got signed up with one, Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or something. Right. Normally, they do the testimonial. They show the before picture.
Right.
Then they have the person do the testimonial. They're like, I was at a family reunion, and I tried to lift my three-year-old nephew up off the slide, and I ran out of breath. You do the testimonial. Even the blacks wouldn't screw me.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Puerto Rican, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
And everybody at Jenny Craig in the office is going, well, maybe we should sponsor you. And I'm like, corporate would never authorize. And we sponsor the racist insult comic Lisa Lampanelli. It just doesn't happen.
Well, I'll put some money behind you.
Thank you, Adam Carolla. You're a team player.
We need to take a break. Lisa, speaking of putting money behind her, is going to be in Agora Hills at the Canyon Club tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break, and then it's time to roll out a new game called Gay, Straight, or Dead.
Excellent.
I'll give you the names. You tell me, are they gay, are they straight, or are they dead after this?
Well, my mother, I was scared of her because we're Italian, and you know how Italian mothers are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My mother's scary. She's old school Italian. She's like Paulie Walnuts with boobs. Even now, I tell her I'm dating this nice black guy. She's like, ooh, does he have a job? I'm like, he's black, not Hispanic.
controversial Lisa Lampanelli. The waif like.
The waif, yes, I'm skinny now.
Yes.
I'm wasting away.
You go from racist comedian to waifish. Waifish comedian.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Works for me.
Yeah, she lost 5 pounds during the break. not much. I mean, no fad diets or anything. Just watching what you eat.
Exactly. I don't exercise either. Because I went in there and I said to that broad, you know, at the Jenny Craig, I said, you know what? I don't like to move very much. I'm very lazy. Do mm-hmm. I have to? She said, absolutely not. So I just get to eat the brownies. It's good.
Yeah, it's
they got great food. I'm not lying. I'm not even doing a commercial for those jerks. I mean, it really is delicious.
Is it sugarless like the brownies, or is it just low cal, or how does
it's
it
low
work?
Low cal, and I think, you know, basically it's like one dessert a day instead of five, like I'm used to. Because I'm like, I love chocolate, chocolate men, chocolate food. It's all related. I think mm-hmm. it's the circle of life.
Yeah,
no,
interesting.
It really is. My two addictions.
Lisa is going to be at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Poor Victor's been on hold. I have twins on the way, a boy and a girl,
yeah,
in about 6-7 weeks.
Cool.
Victor's been on hold for 2 hours. Wants to name my kids. Go ahead, Victor.
All right. It's a Mexican flavor, and mm-hmm. I did take into consideration that you wanted Hollywood as a middle name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. For the boy, mm-hmm. I decided on Armando Esteban Ricardo Perez Castillas Ramiro Raul Hollywood Corolla.
Mm. Mm. That'll get him into college.
Wow.
You got a 1.7 GPA, and you got a 9 on the LSAT test, but you're in.
For the girl.
9.
For the girl, I used Maria Francesca Teresa Catalina Guadalupe Martinez Hollywood Corolla.
I like that.
I like the Teresa part.
Yeah. Give me the boy one more time.
Armando Esteban Ricardo Perez Castillo Ramiro Raul Hollywood Corolla.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, you know, not only will he get into college, but I always have someone to mow my lawn.
Exactly. Those names guarantee unemployment for life.
And guaranteed he will like the team LA Churros.
The Churros?
Yes.
Who
did you
those?
Say the team?
Yeah.
There's a team
soccer
named
team?
After a straight donut?
Yeah, you go.
What is the name of the team? That name, what division is
well,
it?
Well, you said you wanted to change the name of the LA Galaxy to the LA Churros.
Oh, I did. Oh, sorry. Forget my own humor. Yeah. Here's what I'm saying. The guys who watch soccer in Los Angeles, first off, Los Angeles is now more than 50% Hispanic anyway, but the guys who watch the LA Galaxy soccer team, it's all Mexican. I don't know any white people that follow soccer.
Right.
Also, I don't know any Mexicans that know what a galaxy is.
It is ironic.
I don't mean to be racist, but it's the whole...
As this guy, he sounds Hispanic.
The whole space exploration thing isn't their bag. I'm saying, give them a name like the Churros, really get an audience.
Yeah, it's a good
it must
name.
Be confusing to the Hispanic audience, the galaxies. What the hell is that? Victor?
Yes, sir.
You know what a galaxy is?
I think there's a club out there named Galaxia, so yeah.
Most,
oh boy!
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that's the.
But that, most of you folks think it's a car from the '60s, right?
Yes, sir.
Good for chopping and dropping, right? All right. At least you have a sense of humor.
Well, I used it because I know you worked with a lot of Mexicans before.
It's
you know,
all I worked
Amazon
with.
Osman, so you know, I thought I'd help you there a little bit.
Hardworking, quiet, noble people.
Yes.
Yes. You work construction in Los Angeles. You work with Hispanics. That's it. Zero blacks. Zero Asians, and about 2% white or something, depending on the trade, and it's all Hispanic. Hmm. So you got to learn to get along with the peeps, you know what I mean? All right, now.
Ace, let me just say quickly, this has captured the imagination of the listeners, this attempt to name your babies. You'll mm-hmm. sign off on at least one of the two babies can be named by the callers. Yes.
Yes.
You'll
authorize
that.
Has your wife signed off on that?
That doesn't matter.
No. Nah.
Okay.
She's the woman. She knows her place.
That's right.
Okay. Perfect.
I call the shots.
You,
yes.
I think I have an idea. You know, I think your wife's name's Lynette, right?
Right.
I think if it's the name the girl after the mother, Lynette, mm-hmm. name the boy after the father, hot black pool guy. How do you feel about that? It's probably a good idea. Wouldn't it be weird if the kids came out and they were black? Would you, like, freak out?
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, sort of. I have mixed feelings about it, you know?
It'd just be so odd.
Yeah. Got to find out what Lucius's last name is to see if it
is he your pool guy?
Yeah.
Is
he's
a
good-looking black
I've
man.
Put a seed in your head. Now you know to ask her.
Thank you. was interesting. He was smoking a doobie during the ultrasound. I wonder if that... look into that. Seemed suspicious.
Weird.
Seemed suspicious at the time, although the doctor didn't say anything, so I just moved forward. All right, let's play the game. This is we're unveiling this for the first time for Lisa Lampanelli. I've not done this on the show before. It's called Gay, Straight, or Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I give you the actor, the actress, the famous person. You tell me, are they gay, are they straight, or are they dead?
Excellent.
All right.
It's time for Gay, Straight, or Dead, the game where you decide if these famous names are gay, straight, or dead. Here's your host, who is neither straight nor dead, Adam Carolla.
Wait a minute. All right, let's start with a difficult one.
Ooh.
Richard Dawson.
Oh, he's dead.
No, he's alive.
No.
I
it's Ray Combs who's dead, who killed himself in the hotel.
Yes,
that's right.
Can we start over? Because I'm a fagophile. I mean, the gays love me, and I love
right.
them. So I feel like I took a hit. I went too early. I was premature. Start over.
It's only your first one.
You want a takey?
Yes.
You want to
take? That's called.
You want to take a mulligan?
Yeah, I'd like a mulligan. That's what it is.
Everyone thinks Dick Dawson's dead for some reason.
Yeah, but they do because he seems so gay.
Listen,
and everybody assumes gay AIDS dead. No, seriously, that's how
people think Dick Dawson is gay.
Oh my God! Yes.
Really? All the kissing of the women on the show?
I just think everybody's gay. I think that's the problem. Anyone who won't bang me is gay. So everybody's gay.
It's tough to suss out the guys you know from the '70s because they all wore the burnt orange mock turtleneck with the Zodiac medallion outside of it, had sideburns and the ultra tan, and you think, well, he must be gay, but on the other hand, it's the 70s. Maybe everyone just dressed that way.
But so on The Feud, when he kissed every woman on there, it was overcompensation.
I was just going to say it's overcompensating. Definitely. It's just someone who's like, hey, don't think I'm gay.
Well, I was sitting next to Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago during the match game they're bringing back to CBS or whatever it is, some primetime thing. The point is I said to her that Richard Dawson was alive, and she thought he was gay. No, she thought he was dead. This is an old cohort.
Even Betty White.
Brusca, go on the internet. Let's just
make sure. He's alive. I looked it up. He's alive.
Okay. All
right.
I
will believe the creepy guy before I believe you.
Okay.
Go ahead, creepy.
It's like a Jewish Dr. Frankenstein. He's alive. He's alive already. Please.
He's alive.
Well, let's nosh. All right. Let's move on. I'm giving you a mulligan.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, let's go.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh.
Riley. You know this one.
I do know it. He's alive.
Right.
Because I know him.
Yes, he's gay.
Work very well.
He's gay and alive.
Okay.
And Bancroft.
Dead as a doorknob.
Very good.
Wasn't it weird that Mel, what's his name, really got her? Because she was a
Brooks,
hot piece.
Yeah.
Wasn't that
yeah.
amazing how we could see past looks, but you a-holes can't?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
so
next.
True.
Ernest Borgnine.
Career-wise, or in reality? Because I know he was in that show on Channel 4, NBC. Let me think.
Gay, straight, or dead?
I think he just died recently.
Nope, he's alive.
Oh, my God.
But you're right, the career is dead.
So does she get half a point for that?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
Thanks for trying, Skinny.
Mel Torme.
Oh, dead.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And he was straight.
Mm-hmm. Richard Simmons.
Oh, he's alive. He won't admit to cornholing, but I think he's a closet cornholer.
All right, but I'm sorry. So, gay, straight, or dead? I need an answer.
I mean, I'm going to have to say gay, but he doesn't say it.
Right. We talked to his publicist, straight as an arrow. His publicist says he said he couldn't be reached at the time because he was on top of an 18-year-old chick. Yes. And then said, no, really, 9 times, which started to make me suspicious.
The hound.
Yes. Tom Bosley from Happy Days.
Oh, no, he's alive because he's on the insurance commercials, and I believe he is straight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Dom DeLuise.
Oh, my God. Well, he's gay, but I don't know if he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to say gay.
No.
What?
Alive. And allegedly straight.
He's
but
got
it's
a few
so
kids.
Allegedly. Who in this room really thinks Dom DeLuise is...
I think he's straight. He has a few kids.
That's right. He has multiple children.
Homos love kids. They always look at Vito Spadafore on The Sopranos.
He loves his
kids. He has his kids. He loves his kumad. He loves his... You've seen it.
Yes.
And he's a big pickle kisser.
Good point. Roddy McDowell.
He died.
All right. That's correct.
Okay, cool.
Dana Plato. Sad.
It's kind of funny, though.
Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh, she's political. She was married to a president or something.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to be gone, right?
First lady, yes. Gay, straight, or dead?
I'm going to say straight. Is she dead?
Alive?
I think she's alive.
I think
straight.
That's a problem with this game, by the way.
Yeah, she, we have overlapping.
Alive?
Yes. I think she's alive and straight.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's see, boy, where do we go? Joan Baez.
Oh, dyke and a half.
Correct. Wow, you know your dyke.
Wow.
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, my God. He seems so gay, but I guess I'm going to have to say straight.
No gay.
He actually is out of the closet.
I'll tell you something else about Johnny Mathis. This is a weird thing a lot of people don't know. Johnny Mathis is black.
No, I knew that.
So there are a lot of people out there who think he's a white guy.
Who doesn't know that?
There are a lot of people.
No, he's right about that.
There are a lot of people who think he's a white guy with a tan. You tell people that they're shocked to find out he's
really.
He has hair, you know, that straight hair and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he the one who? But he's definitely out of the closet, dude.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed by that. Black and gay. That's difficult.
Yeah, and Lisa Lampanelli hasn't dated him, so that's why it's confusing. A lot of people don't know he's black.
Dick Dawson is alive, by the way. He's 73.
All right,
wow.
Two more.
God bless him.
Okay.
Two more. Harry Morgan from MASH.
The one with the horse?
Yes, MASH? From MASH.
Oh, he's gone, huh?
Hotter.
No, alive.
But straight or gay?
Straight, allegedly. Last one, Christy McNichol.
Christy McNichol, she's licking it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Very nice. Lisa Lampanelli, everybody.
I only got like four wrong.
No, that was solid. I wouldn't have done that well.
You almost never repeated your terms. You had licking it and dyke and a
kisser.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Lampanelli, you're going to hang with us for news and sports?
Sure.
All right. Let's take ourselves a quick break. We'll be back with Lisa Lampanelli, news and sports, after this.
Welcome back to Ozfest on the Adam Carolla Show. We've got all the greatest hits from Ozzy Osbourne, sung by Nicaraguan movie reviewer Oswaldo Castillo. Here's Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Time here changing outside are strange. Here I come back, I the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone, my thing to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I coming home. You taught me and you brought me home. Yeah, you have me in your pieces. Lost the phone and turned around. By the feeling in your eyes, I don't care about the sunshine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couch and mama. Mama, I am coming home.
I've been eating, Oswaldo dropped off an enchilada casserole at my house, and it now strikes me, probably puts a snot rocket or two into. But he does a lot of cooking, and I ate it last night for dinner. So every time I belch, Ozzy, I'm thinking of you, brother. Lisa Lampanelli in studio. Canyon Club is where she'll be in Agora Hills tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Lisa's going to hang with us throughout the news and sports. And speaking of news and sports, and by the way, Doug Benson, you know him best from the marijuana logs, he's going to be in here after Lisa. And now, where were we? News and sports. That's right. News with Teresa Strasser.
Well, the big entertainment news, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes welcomed a baby girl yesterday in Los Angeles at an undisclosed location. Notice I resisted the urge to call it the Tom Kitten.
Oh,
thank you.
The little girl's name is Suri.
And I have some exclusive audio. There was a lot of talk of the silent birth.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Scientology principles, there's supposed to be silence in the birth room.
As you know, I'm going for the silent marriage. By the way, that went over delightfully with my wife when I got home after I suggested, look, make as much noise as you want during the birth and then shut your pie hole for the next 30 years and we'll go on forever. I got home that night. Yeah, with the silent wedding, the silent marriage. That's very funny.
Well,
talking, aren't you?
Let's see if Tom Cruise was able to convince his wife to be as silent.
You have tape of that?
Yes, I actually have real audio that was taken yesterday during the birth.
Wow.
Let's take a listen.
Exclusive. Here we go. Cue it up, Mike.
That was it. The birth.
Was that it?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't have it queued up.
Oh.
Hang on.
Oh, that was just...
No, that was...
That was just us being quiet?
I couldn't find it.
Man. Okay. It's hard to tell
it now.
Because I didn't hear anything at all. Is it queued up now?
Yeah, I got
it now.
Okay,
All right, let's hear it
now.
Let's hear it. Yeah, that was different.
So that's the...
I thought I heard Cruz in the background. I swear I heard Cruz. I swear I could hear him. You know, he's a lot of schnoz, a lot of beak on him for a goyim. I swear I heard him breathing. Let's hear it one more time. I can hear him. It's distinctive. Here it is. Cued up? Here we go.
You won't hear this anywhere else, by the way.
Don't talk over it.
I'm so sorry.
Recue. One more time. I swear I can hear. He has a distinctive nasally drone. Let's hear it.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard it.
I got there
pretty
was
sure that was it. Point is we should take that and sell it to news outlets. You know, they talk about the pictures are going to be worth $1 million, $2 million. How about actual footage, actual audio tape of the silent birth?
It was very difficult to get that audio tape. I had to infiltrate Scientology. I had to bribe
people. Don't give away your secrets for the next silent birth. Maybe Travolta will have one. If he ever gets with a lady. Here's my point. Bruska, get on the blower, contact the news agencies. This one will go out to the highest bidder. Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, whatever it is, CNN.
I understand, by the way, that baby Suri, like her mother before her, is already taller than Tom Cruise.
Well, she's, I think she's 20 inches long, so
Dave,
maybe it's close.
I want you to practice something called silent jokes. That's where you just think them, but you never open your mouth. Thank you.
Okay.
The more you know.
Well, look, congratulations, Adam. Lisa loved that one. She really laughed. Mission accomplished.
Looking good, baby.
Thank you.
Lost even more weight since the 8 o'clock
she's
hour.
She's just laughing because it burns calories. Okay. Now... Tom Cruise has made a lot of sexiest man alive lists. Mm-hmm. There's always sexiest Maxim 100. Well, finally, the Boston Phoenix has come out with the 100 unsexiest men in the world. At number one is this man.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
So sad that he's the guy I'm most often mistaken for.
No,
yes,
you?
Yes.
Well,
I used to get it
short.
All the time. Yeah, he's a pathetic little impish man who is really, you know, they make jokes about how cheap he is and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, he is. Lisa, do you know Gilbert?
Yeah, he's real weird.
Super crazy, super weird, and super cheap.
I mean, I've been to black tie events that he wears a crumpled up denim shirt and bad pants. And
right.
He just doesn't, he like has no sense of decorum. And he is very unsexy. I must say, after we had sex, I wasn't.
Well, Lisa. Filthy. Did you have to take a rape bath?
Right. Have to Ajax it off in the hot water. And but, you know, the rumor is that he has, you know, something. I never know how to put this in the right way, but that he's
huge schvanz.
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, and also he has a really hot girlfriend. Have you ever met his girlfriend, Adam?
No.
Very hot piece. A tasty piece. And, you know, this is what she gets.
I'm trying to think, like, who has done the best with the least in the looks department. Ironically, probably Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
The hedgehog.
Yeah.
No less attractive man. No man has been with more women. Now, he's a porn star, but really, if you do the math, unattractive guys versus women they've been with, he's the king.
That's true.
All right.
Yes. A lot of comedians making the list. Jay Leno. Carrot Top.
Ugh.
Gary Shandling. Carrot Top.
Yeah, what's wrong with Carrot Top? What happened to him?
He has body dysmorphic disorder.
Oh, he really has a disease or something?
I'm going to go with yeah.
Okay, because honestly, he looks like there's something really wrong
Here's
with
the
him.
Deal. If you, as a guy, if you are doing an arm curl with one arm and plucking an eyebrow with the other, you have a problem.
Yes.
Obviously, I do neither.
It is weird, too, when comedians work out too much, like Joe Piscopo. I don't want my comedian to be cut.
Yes.
No, no, no. You want him flabby, like Kevin James, who made the list, and I don't feel should have.
No, he's an attractive,
husky man. I
think he's
very charismatic, sexy guy.
Number 70 on the list. Do you think he's sexy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. In lottery news, for the fifth time since June, Ohio has been the place to buy a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket. Yesterday, they gave away $265 million.
You know what they need to do? They need to, first off, this is gambling for stupid people. I know it's not the first time you've heard this, but if you're going to make this legal, certainly you should make betting on sports legal, blackjack and things like that. But the other thing is I went to the liquor store yesterday and there was a long line and it was, you know, one in the afternoon. I thought, why is there a long line? There was a J.O. that was buying a bunch of lottery tickets, doing his business, by the way, picking out numbers. You know, the geniuses that put their kid's birthday in with the weight of their dog, in with their zodiac sign or whatever, and they try to come up with some sort of retarded formula, even though they lose every time. I'm behind these guys. I'm trying to buy a Milken and Poppin issue, and I got a sixer of Molson and some and a Brawny Chub pack of Brawny paper towels, and I have to disgrace myself by waiting in line behind these idiots. And here's the other thing. If you have a liquor store, have a separate line for the retarded lottery jack-offs.
Right.
Please have that line. I don't want to wait behind these idiots that are trying to buy a dream, and they're always wearing pajama bottoms and flip-flops. It is gambling for losers. They don't have money to spend, and yet they spend it on this.
Yes.
And the fact that this is state-sponsored is shameful and sends a horrible message to everyone. Of course everyone gambles. Of course we ignore your pleas not to gamble. It's illegal. Illegal if the worst form of gambling is sponsored by the state. Thank you. The more
that
you know.
Really
the more
good.
You know.
Well, it's people hammering welfare checks in playing the lottery.
Yeah, don't you, they always strike you as people who just have nowhere to go. That's why they're taking that long. They have no job to go to.
Yes, this is, yes, it's yes, you're not at the museum. You're at a liquor store. Let's go. Move
and
it
I
along.
I have to admit, that's one place that it's always white people holding up the line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like everybody, you know, says stuff, takes out at the Hispanics and the blacks, but this is where white trash really shows
this
their
is where we take
I'm
our revenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of white trash, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
I don't need to do the silent thing for the sports, do I?
Don't talk. Just keep looking the way you look. Dave and I decided anything creepier than the guy shushing the hot chick, the evil villain, my pretty, and then taking the same hand, going backhand and dragging it down the cheek.
Yuck.
And then when she sasses him, then he gives her the back of the hand, but good.
But first, he explains what a shame it is.
Yeah.
So beautiful. It's going to be a shame to kill you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a Lifetime movie. That's like every single Lifetime movie.
Shh. Yeah. Bad boyfriend.
The burning bed.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to break the silence with this.
Sports, my pretty.
The big game last night in the NBA, the Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies, they were fighting it out, and they both wanted to lose so that they would wind up with a better matchup come playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers, so good throughout their history of losing, did it again. And now they get home court advantage over the Denver Nuggets, who aren't as good as the Dallas Mavericks, who now Memphis must play. It's a little confusing.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Clippers did the right thing and blew the game, as they should have. Sacramento beat Seattle. Their season, thankfully, just about done for the Sonics fans. Dodgers scratching and clawing their way back to 500.
Oh, like I said, just a short 147 games left in the season, fellas. If any of you Dodgers are listening, you better start winning now, because if you lose another between 75 and 86 games, you may be out of the playoffs.
Go watch soccer, Hitler. This is America's pastime.
Yes, do we need 162 games to figure out who's best?
It's the life.
Not 100.
That's why it's a
not
pastime.
Enough.
You go out, it's pastor. Every game
care.
Doesn't matter. You sit in the sun, you have a beer, it's marvelous.
All right.
Now, the Dodgers won a tough one last night at Chavez Ravine. J.D. Drew drove in the winning run in the bottom of the ninth. The Bums win it 2-1. Padres lost in Colorado. Arizona whipped the Giants. More importantly, bury the Bonds creep. Bury the creep, Bonds. Neither of them has a home run yet.
Don't talk, beautiful. Just keep looking the way you like.
So pretty when you just sit.
So pretty, yeah, when your mouth is closed. Yeah. Close your mouth and your nostrils. Don't talk. So let me help you.
American League.
Yes.
Halos ahead. Dumped the Twins in Minnesex Boda. A's beat the Tigers. Mariners lost to Texas. And one thing, I think it's really neat. I don't want to pat you on the back, but I think it's cool, Ace, that you get to... All these companies call you up, and they let you, you know, you get to do ads for them.
Mm-hmm.
The things you like, you get to endorse, and I feel like I should do that myself sometimes. You know, like, for instance, I love Miller Lite.
Oh, you do?
I love Miller Lite. You know, it's so refreshing. What's not to love, particularly with summertime coming up here? You know, it's Miller Lite. Long on taste.
Short
on calories.
Well, speaking of Miller Lite, we have one of the reps on the phone right now.
Uh-oh, hello?
Hi, Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Molly Miller. I'm actually the National Sales Director for Miller Lite.
How are you, Molly? I was just talking about your product.
Yeah, we heard, and that's actually why I'm calling. Could you go ahead and not do that ever again?
No, I was saying good things about your product.
I heard. And we appreciate it. It's really nice of you. We kind of have our marketing strategy all figured out, and you're actually not at all a part of it. So, but thank you. Thank you very much. And if you could just not... talk about our product.
I don't understand. It's when Adam does it, people go crazy. They always lie. They always appreciate it when he's weighing in.
Right. I'm sure they do. He's Adam, and you know, for what it's worth,
you
do a decent impression of him. But
wow.
I would really appreciate it if you could just not affiliate yourself with our product. We're trying to sell it.
Well. I don't appreciate you saying that to me, and I have half a mind to start drinking Sierra Nevada.
Oh, okay. Perfect. You heard it here. Dave Damashek does not drink Miller Lite. He's not at all associated with our product. In fact, he prefers Sierra.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Hey, Adam.
Hmm.
Hey, we really appreciate everything that you do. We'd love to send some cases over.
Anytime, Molly.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, but one small thing. Could you make sure that Dave doesn't get any?
Yeah,
I'm sitting right here.
It only makes him talk about it.
I'll have Tad meet you out in the parking lot and put him right into the back of the rolls, all
fantastic.
Right? That way the buzzers
won't
scavenge
him. Molly Miller, I met you at that function a couple months ago. You were dating that that Dutch guy, Paul.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, please, get rid of him.
Thank you guys so much. Drink beer.
Thanks,
again,
Molly.
Dave, not at all
thank
associated
you.
With Miller Lite. Goodbye.
Wow. Wow.
Gosh,
so convenient.
I hope Sierra Nevada doesn't call.
Mm.
I shall now be silent at least about my beer drinking.
Let me jump in before you finish off. And I don't know, apropos to something, but I just had this weird revelation. I was thinking about her, ironically asking you not to bring up Miller Lite, her product. And then it made me think about product placement. Big business now in movies. You know, you're going to do... you know, Mission Impossible 3, Tom Cruise going to hold a Coke. That's going to cost you a couple mil if you're Coke. How about this line of business? Product non-placement. I'm going to shoot snuff films, and I'm going to charge Pepsi $50,000 not to have the Pepsi in the film. Or maybe it's just good old-fashioned porn. Maybe it's just stuff that's distasteful. You know, we're shooting some blood and guts, low budget, whatever. It's going to be a wide release. We extort money from companies. We take General Mills. We take Coca-Cola. We take these ones that Oscar Mayer. We take ones that are associated with America. You don't want your brand filthied up with this pornography. I'll have Ron Jeremy drinking a Coors Light and eating a ballpark Frank. And I'm going to talk about his own. If you don't pay us $50,000, how about it? You never have to do anything but contact the companies and extort money. If
I
not,
think it works.
If not, yes.
I do it.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm afraid, because I keep mentioning Jenny Craig and I keep mentioning Coach, you know, because I buy Coach bags and stuff. I'm afraid they're going to contact me and say stop.
Cease
I honestly
and desist.
Am worried that they're
right.
going to do that.
It could happen.
Yeah, because I say the N-word. They don't like that.
All right. We will take ourselves a break. Well, we would never ask you to stop saying the N-word, Lisa.
Thank you. That's why you're good.
Lisa Lampanelli, Canyon Club, Agora Hills, tomorrow night. Go out and see her tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Lisa, thanks for coming by. Doug Benson is going to be in here in just a few moments. You know, from the marijuana logs and many, many other appearances. That coming up. after this.
I have been in kind of a sexual dry spell lately. In the past few years, I've only had sex in months that end in arch. During the act of lovemaking, I will actually warn the woman when I'm about ready to wrap it up. I think that's a very sweet gesture. I'll whisper something romantic in her ear. Something like, T-10 seconds. 9, 8. Oops.
Doug Benson in studio. Welcome back, Doug.
Thanks for having me back.
Doug, probably best known from his marijuana logs. Yes, Doug?
That's one thing, or Best Week Ever on VH1.
Which is a thoroughly watchable show.
I love it.
Weird thing, I'm trying to think, it's formatically very pleasing. Which is to say, you don't turn it on and go, Best Week Ever. You don't turn it on and go, this is a fantastic program. You just turn it on and you don't switch until it's done. I don't know if it's like the way they sample it or the way they come at you. It's funny, but there's something very pleasing about it. And once I stumble onto it, I never switch.
Well, at least for the sake of being nice, you should say that the reason you watch it is because it's so funny.
But it's so hilarious. Yes, it is. Well, Doug is funny and everyone is funny on it. It's not a big budget show. It's just you can't switch it. It's just very watchable.
Yeah, it moves at a pretty crazy pace. Like there's no dwelling on anything.
Right.
So that's always makes it watchable.
Yes, and Doug is very funny on it. Don't get me wrong. I know it sounded like a backhanded compliment, but he is good on it. It's just very pleasing.
I wasn't insulted by any of that.
There are other shows that are good that you just don't watch. For the opposite reasons.
Right, like NCIS.
Yes, nobody watches. Nobody in America has ever seen one of those.
I still don't know what those initials stand for.
I was just thinking the same thing. New York something?
Yes, BFD. Doug is...
That'd be a good CSI. CSI BFD. For people who don't even care who killed this guy.
It's a 90-second show. Yeah. Who killed this person? I don't care.
No, take it to forensics and then forget about it.
He was a drifter.
Yeah, probably not a great guy. He's probably the guy who killed the guy from the episode before who we should have been looking for. So that's just Hakuna Matata. BFD, let's eat. Doug Benson.
Early lunch.
Doug, I know you have your thoughts about marijuana and some of the anti-marijuana campaigns that are going on out there.
Boy, the anti-marijuana campaigns drive me crazy. You know, because they come on late at night when I'm sitting at home watching Best Week Ever, trying to relax and smoke a joint.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have these serious, heavy messages, you know, like the one where they drag your grandmother into it. Have you seen that one?
I think we have that one.
Yeah, let's listen.
Just tell your grandma you blew off the dinner plans you made with her because you were stoned. She'll understand.
Not exactly.
I'm sitting there watching that and I think, good idea. Yes. I have been lying to Grandma for years about my pot smoking problem, and now I can finally tell her the truth, thanks to you, commercial. Just call her up. Sorry, Grandma, I can't make it. And also, tomorrow you're going to have to figure out another way to get your medication. I have a guy that brings mine right to my house. Grandma.
It is... By the way, the truth, it's better. Better you should tell her you were stoned than you have nothing to talk about and she smells weird.
Yeah.
Which is really the truth.
I'm not going to come over because you creep me out.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not as good an excuse.
You can almost see the angel of death surrounding you, and I'm uncomfortable by that.
They blame stoners for the random deaths in some of these commercials. Like, check this one out about...
We have the baby sister in the pool.
Yeah.
One.
Just tell her parents you weren't watching her because you were getting stoned. They'll understand.
I'm watching that and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I don't know that kid. I'm also pretty sure I don't have a pool. And I'm damn sure that my friends are not going to put me in charge of their children.
No, that'd be huge.
They know I smoke pot.
Yeah.
That's how the system works.
Yeah.
Right.
Which reminds me, baby names.
Oh, yeah.
Puff and Pass.
Oh, like pass the joint.
Yeah. Pass Corolla, though. That sounds pretty cool. That also has a race car kind of thing to it.
Right. Move over.
And also, just like any time they ask him anything, he'd just be like, pass. Like, he could be very, very ambivalent.
How'd you do in school? Pass.
And what was the other one? Puff Puff?
Puff Puff.
That's got to be the girl.
That's a cute name. It's a lot cuter than Suri.
I like the anti-pot ads that tell you that you're funding terrorism.
Yeah.
And I always think when I watch that, well, if you a-holes would legalize it, then we wouldn't be funding anybody. I mean, do the math. It's really you guys who turned it into contraband. You guys who created a black market, meaning the man, the government, who then makes us fund terrorism. You legalize it. There's no funding of anybody. No, there's no more funding of drug lords. There's no more funding of, you know, poppy farms and, you know, Nicaragua. And there's no more funding terrorism. Just legalize it. Thank you.
The more you know. How could I murder families in Colombia? I've never even been to Ohio.
That's right.
That's a good point.
it's called stoner logic.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can't even find the chip clip. Now you're supposed to kill people.
Wow. You silenced the room.
Sorry.
You can't find the chip clip. I haven't smoked that weed. I've always known right where my chip clip is.
We got Trump doing a little PSA, by the way, an important one.
It can be weird. It can be awkward. But it can't be ignored. Talk to your kids about alcohol and other drugs, and do it now.
A lot of celebrities begging you to talk to your kids. I've never seen Trump at home. You know, how much yakking does he do to his many children? I mean, sure, he picks up the phone in the jet every once in a while, I'm sure, and calls back to the house. But who's he talking to, by the way? And I find it sort of condescending when the celebrities are explaining to America that they need to talk to their kids, the guys who have been divorced 5-6 times, the guys who have started families with numerous other women, the guys that are married to women that are half their age, the guys that have daughters, they're the same age as their current wives. They're explaining, they're giving us a little tutorial on parenthood. Talk to your kids. And by the way, what is there a parent in the world who's watching this who goes, oh, by cracky, he's right.
Talk to your kids right after this beer commercial that sponsors my program.
We will, that's right.
Who is the executive, though, who signed off on that? You know who will really relate to the kids?
Yeah.
Trump.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. When he delivers a message.
Well, he has Ivanka on The Apprentice now, and she seems very together.
Yeah.
I would take
Trump's probably because
parents.
He didn't talk to her.
Yeah. He says he'd date her if she wasn't his daughter.
That was good and creepy. That was one of those thanks, Pops. Now yeah. I have to picture that.
It's already creepy enough that he's on The View, but then he drops that knowledge on the ladies.
Well, why do all super rich guys wear a pink tie? You ever think about that? He always wears that pink tie, and the super rich guy move is the white collar with the white cufflink on the blue shirt. Different color collar and cufflink on a different colored shirt, and then you add the pink tie, and you have mega millionaire. What is that?
I think Merv Griffin started that.
I think he did, too. Yeah, I think he started.
It was his idea, that and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and the pink tie. We're going to take a little break. Doug Benson is in studio. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Iceman, Chuck Liddell. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Doug Benson in studio. Wow, where did the time go? Doug, you sucked up all the time.
Sorry. I'm just anxious for tomorrow, because tomorrow's 4:20.
Oh, it is.
Oh. It's like I'm like Santa on December 24th.
That's your time.
This is totally my time. I get calls from lots of people saying, come do our show on 420.
How did the 420 pot thing get started, the origins of it?
Well, you know, a lot of stoners like to make up their own theories and ideas because they have good imaginations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, oh, 420 is cop code for marijuana,
right?
In progress. And it's like, no, the cop code for marijuana is I'll take that.
Yeah.
But it was a bunch of kids met after school in detention in San Rafael, California, mm-hmm. at 4:20.
And that's how
that
it got started.
Thing. Yeah, let's meet by the backstop at 4:20 and smoke.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it.
That's it?
That's the whole explanation.
I was going to say it's 9:54, which means that's our code for we got to stop
gotta
the
wrap
show.
It up.
I want to thank Doug Benson for coming in here. Doug
Thanks
is, yeah, let me give you a plug, Doug.
Sure.
Running Your Trap with Jimmy Pardo.
Talk show with no cameras.
Upright Citizens Brigade Theater tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
At 420.
Go out there
on
and see it on 420.
At 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock. See, that's the pot talking, everybody.
It's so confusing.
Tori Spelling tomorrow. Dick Cavett tomorrow. Leslie Nielsen tomorrow. Sabina, the hotoverstock.com girl tomorrow. I want to thank, Jeff Ross and Christian the comedian. I want to thank iecoffee.com. That's our coffee people. Their official website is iecoffee. Go to them. The guy's wife has tumors in her head. He's sick. He had to sell his house. It's a good cause. Go to iecoffee.com and help out a friend of the show. Diora Beard for coming in. Hot Tamale Sunday. Regency Lido Theater, Newport Beach. Lisa Lampanelli. Canyon Club, Agora Hills, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Doug Benson, of course. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.